Good evening and welcome to the Warrior Gym at Snow Canyon High School, where we're about to bring you Dixie versus Snow Canyon, a dandy matchup between two outstanding Region 9 teams. The difference? A matter of one game, as Dixie comes in with a 3-1 record in league play. Snow Canyon comes in with a 2-2 record and having feelings about moving up in the standings in Region 9. This will be the first time these two teams have met this year. Dixie coming up with an 11-2 record overall, losing just in the semifinals of the Page High School tournament, and then also losing in the second game of Region 9 play when Dixie was knocked off by Pineview High School. And that was a big upset for Dixie, and Pineview proved that they were going to be a factor. Wednesday turned things around. Snow Canyon with a win at Hurricane, Canyonview with a huge win at Pineview, and Dixie coming from behind to beat Cedar City. Now there's a three-way tie for first place in Region 9 basketball. As Cedar City and Pineview, of course, meeting tonight. And you already know the outcome of that one. And Dixie taking on Snow Canyon. Hurricane and Canyonview battling at the bottom end of the league right now. And Hurricane desperately in need of a win tonight. We'll have that final score for you before the night is over also between Hurricane and Canyonview. But tonight let's talk Snow Canyon and Dixie. Part of the story here is a rematch, a reunion every time Snow Canyon plays Dixie. Last year and this, it is former Dixie High School star Casey Bundy coaching Snow Canyon. And yes, former Dixie High School assistant Casey Bundy. He was an assistant with Coach Ken Robinson before moving over to coach the Warriors. A wild, wild evening so far, as the junior varsity matchup ended up with Snow Canyon pulling out a victory 82-78 after trailing by as much as 20 points in the ball game and trailing by 17 going into the fourth quarter. Snow Canyon, a furious fourth quarter rush, and caught Dixie and passed them and picked up the victory in the junior varsity, 82-78. Some of the Snow Canyon fans feeling that there is a mood in the air about a possible upset. Dixie comes in as the favorite, and so far the visiting teams have not done badly in Region 9 play. Sometimes the home team has been a little bit tight compared to the visiting team, and that's made for some excellent ball games so far this year. We'll be back, take a look at the starting lineups of the Snow Canyon Warriors and the Dixie High School Flyers back after this timeout. We mentioned the Snow Canyon Warriors come into this ball game with a 2-2 record in league play and 6-8 overall, but if you look after their first four games, which happened to be losses, Snow Canyon has rallied and has gone 6-4 the rest of the way. So that 6-8 record is actually 6-4. They have won two out of their last three, and five out of their last eight ball games have been victories for the Snow Canyon Warriors. Warriors tonight, the home team, will be starting at guard. Number 13, a 6-foot senior, Matt Hickman. Also starting in the backcourt is 5-foot, 8-inch senior John Hafen. One of the changes for Snow Canyon High School was to go a little bit bigger, and that seemed to spark Snow Canyon. Theo Beck, who was a reserve earlier, has become a starter and a producing starter for the Snow Canyon Warriors. The 6'6 junior starts at center. 6-foot, 2-inch senior Ben Lane starts up front. And 6-foot, 3-inch senior Rashad Swenson starts up front. For Dixie High School, Corey Wegkamp in backcourt, along with Cody Bundy, Brent Garasoli, Andre Sparks, and Adam Monson. Back with the beginning of this ballgame after this timeout. Plenty of sports coming up this weekend on KSGI and KZEZ. Tomorrow morning, before we get into this Snow Canyon-Dixie game, a reminder, tomorrow morning, we have at 11:45 the University of Utah going against UNLV. We'll have that one for you. We'll also have, following that, the L.A. Lakers at Seattle in a major Western Conference game, Pacific Division in the NBA. We'll join that one in progress tomorrow. Then Sunday, we'll begin with Illinois versus Michigan at high noon and follow that with the Super Bowl. That will be on both KSTI and KZEZ, as will the University of Utah basketball game. Super Bowl, Denver versus Green Bay. So be listening for that beginning at 3:45 Sunday afternoon on both KSTI and KZEZ. About ready to get underway, looking for Dixie across that front line at 6'4" and 6'2" and really three perimeter ball players beyond that, as Brent Garasoli is only 5'11", but rebounds well. Cody Bundy, 5'11", he jumps extremely well. And Corey Wegkamp at a 5'10" junior. But Coach Ken Robinson has been going deep into his lineup, and so has Coach Casey Bundy. Casey Bundy's been going deep into his lineup, too. I've mentioned that Matt Hickman was number 13. He was earlier in the year. He's number 11 right now. Matt Hickman wearing that number 11. Ben Lane at 6'2". Theo Beck at 6'6". And Rashad Swenson at roughly 6'3". That's the front line. John Hafen at 5'8", and Matt Hickman at 6 feet with some muscle. So if you're looking at size, Snow Canyon has a little size on Dixie tonight. Dixie may have a little bit of an advantage on quickness, although John Hafen is one of the quickest ball players in the conference. And as we get here at Snow Canyon, remembrance of last week when we were at Canyon View High School, because it was a very lively, very noisy gym, and it's like that once again here at the Warrior Gym. It's a very lively, noisy gym here at Snow Canyon High School. So the Warriors and the Flyers about ready to tip off on KSTI and KZEZ. Jumping center will be Adam Monson, and let's see if it'll be Rashad Swenson or Theo Beck. Theo Beck is 6'6". String bean of a ball player, but he has come on strong and has played very well. In fact, has been in double figures in each of the last two ball games. Ben Lane has put together three double figure ball games with losses at Cedar City and at Pine View. And against Pine View, those are the two losses by Snow Canyon in the league play so far. For Dixie, the only loss has been to Pine View. A tap controlled by Monson and Beck. Both of them slap at it. It's out of bounds. Rejump. Tap controlled into the hands of Cody Bundy. Bundy with a blue uniform on tonight. At the angle, it goes to Corey Wegkamp. Wegkamp brings it out near the 10-second line. Matt Hickman, one of the best defensive players for Snow Canyon, gets the 5-second call on Wegkamp. Forces the turnover. So Dixie with a turnover right off the bat, and that's been a problem for Dixie of late. Turnovers for the Flyers. Into forecourt, John Hafen at the angle. It goes to Ben Lane. Back out in front, it comes to Hickman. Hickman head fakes, drives down the lane, dishes into the corner, throws it away. Turnover by Snow Canyon. So, return serve. Snow Canyon got the ball on turnovers. Give it up on a turnover. Dixie with the basketball once again. Nobody's taking a shot. Just underway. Wegkamp to the baseline. It goes to Sparks. Jump shot up. Too hard. Rebound brought down by Theo Beck. Outlet pass comes to John Hafen. Hafen head fakes, goes to the baseline, and has the ball knocked away by Andre Sparks. Sparks with a huge, huge defensive ball game two nights ago against Canyon View. Inbounds, it comes around to the left corner. Jump shot out of the corner by Lane. No good on the three-pointer. High for the rebound. Cody Bundy, lead pass to Garasoli, who lays it up and in. Dixie got the fast break, got the 2 points, and it's 2-0 Dixie right off the bat. Full court pressure and a trap by Dixie. Snow Canyon should be familiar with this. Still in backcourt is Lane. Gets it to John Hafen. Now numbers for Snow Canyon. 4-on-3. Snow Canyon across the 10-second line holds it up as Dixie's back defensively. Adam Monson trying to front Rashad Swenson. Bounce pass goes to Swenson now at the high post. Double team on the basketball to Lane, to Matt Hickman. Hickman into the corner to Hafen, who has been shooting the ball a little more of late and more accurately. Hickman to Hafen. Hafen drives at the angle, dishes out way out in front to Ben Lane. Lane fakes the pass down underneath, instead passes to Hickman, to Swenson, who makes a move in the lane and turns the ball over. Travel call on Rashad Swenson, and Casey Bundy a little upset. One shot, and that one was missed. by Snow Canyon. Dixie with a 2-0 lead, but they had the huge lead in the JV game, and Snow Canyon came back. Corey Wegkamp at the angle, it goes to Garasoli. Underneath to Bundy, all alone, bank shot, good. Bundy got the double screen, came around along the baseline, and was left all alone. Got the pass, got the basket. 4-0, Dixie. Into forecourt, it comes to Ben Lane. Pass underneath, knocked away, off the hands of Andre Sparks. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Snow Canyon with their first substitution of the night, Brian Levitt into the lineup. Levitt struggled a little bit early in the year, but has been getting more and more action off the bench. Levitt replacing Rashad Swenson, going a little smaller now, a little quicker lineup. Lane inbound, through the hands, back picked up by Cody Bundy. Another turnover by Snow Canyon, stolen from behind by Matt Hickman. So turnover, pass in the lane, goes to back, hooks it up with the right hand and gets it. Make it a 4-2 lead for Dixon as the Flyers hustling up court. Cody Bundy across the 10-second line, taking a swipe at the basketball is Hafen. Bundy starting to make the move. Bounce pass kicked out of bounds by Hafen. 4-2, Dixie with the lead. 5:43 left in the first quarter of play. We'll make a selection of our locker room defensive play of the game on each side and our locker room defensive player on each side. Inbounds to Wegkamp. Three-pointer, good. Quick inbounds pass to Wegkamp. Left alone, hits the three-pointer. Trapped by Dixie. It's a 7-2 lead by the Flyers. Snow Canyon still in backcourt, gets the pass to Theo Beck. Beck goes to John Hafen. Hafen controlling the ball. Back out in front, it comes to Matt Hickman. Hickman drives, head fakes, can't get the shot away. Hickman almost loses the ball, dishes off to Brian Levitt. Levitt to the left side to Hafen. Hafen into the corner, comes back out in front to Levitt, back to Hafen. Three-pointer out of the corner, over the basket. Rebound, Hickman, put it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound taken by Garasoli. Garasoli in with the big guys, got it with the left hand, brought it down and controlled the rebound. Bundy, top of the key, three-pointer, soft off the front of the rim, bounces too hard, off the hands of Dixie on the rebound, out of bounds to Snow Canyon. 4:55 left in the first quarter of play. It's 7-2, Dixie with the lead. Lane, quick inbounds, trying to break the press. Hickman drives it into forecourt. Hickman right at the free throw line, bounce pass, stolen by Wegkamp. Wegkamp coming the other way, another turnover by Snow Canyon. Wegkamp holds it up as Snow Canyon is back defensively. To the right side it goes to Bundy. He'll rise for three. Shot short. Rebound brought down by Brian Levitt. Here comes Snow Canyon again. Hafen right to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Rebound by Beck. No good. Rebound taken by Garasoli. Garasoli got a hand on the fingertip on the rebound attempt by Beck. To the baseline it goes to Monson. Jump shot from Tim. Good. Assist to Garasoli. Monson gets his first basket. Timeout, Snow Canyon. 4:16 left in the first quarter of play. 9-2. Dixie with the lead over Snow Canyon. 20-second timeout for Snow Canyon. We'll be back after this timeout. 2-1. Todd Rignell into the lineup for Dixie as Dixie starting to use the bench. Rignell, the first man in, will replace whom? That's the next question. Will it be Monson or Sparks who will sit? It will be Sparks who gets the breather. Monson got the good shot right off the bat. So Dixie will go a little taller with Rignell at 6'3", replacing the 6'2" Andre Sparks. Beck, Hickman, Brian Levitt, Ben Lane and John Hafen for Snow Canyon. Snow Canyon with the basketball. Still just the 2 points. Pass underneath. Stolen by Rignell. Knocked away. Picked up by Cody Bundy. Another turnover by Snow Canyon. Bundy into forecourt. Going against Lane. A blocking foul will go to Ben Lane. Lane trying to cut off Bundy. Gets the first personal foul of the night. First team foul on either side. Into the lineup for the first time comes Colby Levitt. Levitt in. Will replace Matt Hickman. So Snow Canyon will go smaller at the guard line and a little quicker, just a little quicker. Cody Bundy way out in front. It comes to Wegkamp. Wegkamp seems primed for this ball game, playing very well. He may be as healthy as he's been for a while. To the left side, it goes to Garasoli. Set shot for three, and Garasoli drills it. Garasoli, red hot as he has two baskets. Pass into forecourt, comes to Beck. 12-2. Dixie with the lead over Snow Canyon. Into the corner, it goes to Brian Levitt. Levitt looks for help, back into the corner to Lane. Out in front, it comes to Colby Levitt, back to Ben Lane. Dixie very active defensively, just clogging the passing lanes on Snow Canyon. At the point, it goes to Colby Levitt. Penetrates, dishes off to Brian Levitt. Head fakes, doesn't take the shot. can't get the shot away. Back out in front, it comes to Colby Levitt. Three-pointer, no good. Long rebound comes to Brian Levitt, to John Hafen. Hafen picked up by Wegkamp. Dixie stays on defense in a hurry. Monson doing a good job underneath on Beck, not getting the ball right now. Actually, a double team on Beck, trying to keep him from getting the ball. To the baseline to Hafen. Jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Bundy. Reach-in foul will go to Brian Levitt. Brian Levitt slapped the ball away from Bundy and got a lot of wrist on that one. Ready to come in for Dixie will be Larry Stevenson. Also coming in will be Matt Goodman. And in for Snow Canyon will be Rashad Swenson once again. So Stevenson in for the first time tonight. Stevenson has been quite a defensive find and has been making an occasional offensive move, passing the ball very well for Dixie. For Rashad Swenson, he's had a tremendous year as a senior and has gotten red hot at times. Cody Bundy, cross court pass, brings it right back to Wegkamp. Baseline jump shot, too long. Rebound, hustling after it. Ball knocked away from Snow Canyon, picked up by Bundy. 10-footer, good. Cody Bundy has his second basket of the night, make it a 14-2 lead. Dixie with a lead. Colby Levitt in backcourt brings it into forecourt. Ball knocked away by Wegkamp, and Wegkamp has the foul. A little late whistle. Wegkamp reached for the basketball, got forearm. First personal foul on Wegkamp, first team foul on Dixie. Ready to come in will be Shane Parrishon, still trying to overcome that long and disastrous bout with the flu. Wegkamp to get a breather. Wegkamp has played very well in this ball game. 2:39 left in the first quarter. Dixie with a 14-2 lead. Colby Levitt on the left side. It goes to Brian Levitt. To the baseline to John Hafen. Double team. Quickly out in front. It comes to Brian Levitt. Back to Hafen. Three-pointer out of the corner. That one's no good. Rebound brought down by Shane Parrishon. Double team. Reach and foul will go to Ben Lane. Lane has his second. As Snow Canyon anxious to get the ball back. They are just not shooting well. Snow Canyon looking hard to get their shots. Dixie not allowing a lot of good shots. Struggling, and when they get the shots, not hitting them. Hafen was wide open and has missed two out of the corner. Back into the lineup, Matt Hickman and Ben Lane to sit down with 2:09 left in the first quarter of play. Parrishon with the basketball. Out in front it comes to Stevenson, to Goodman. Left side it goes to Cody Bundy. Skip pass cross court to Rignell. Wants to take the three, does it, to Cody Bundy. Bundy drives to the base, to the free throw line, takes the shot, no good. Rebound, right there for the rebound is Matt Hickman. Snow Canyon wants to run. Hickman right down the lane with the left hand. It rolls in. There's a foul. Hickman, beautiful drive to the basket. Foul will belong to Dixie, and it belongs to number 24, Cody Bundy. Chance for the three-point play as Hickman went right to the basket, right down the lane. Had a roll all the way around the basket and finally slip in. With the left hand, great shot by Matt Hickman. Hickman at the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play, does so. 3 points on the night for Hickman. It's a 14-5 lead for Dixie. A minute 47 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie does not want to let Snow Canyon up. The JV found out about that one. Matt Goodman with the basketball to the high post. It goes to Stevenson. Stevenson, bounce pass. No, it's stolen away. Turnover by Dixie. Lead pass comes to Colby Levitt, who loses the ball out of bounds. So turnover. Snow Canyon with six in this first quarter. Dixie with three. Now Snow Canyon will put the clamps on. A little pressure. Pass comes to Parrishon. Two on two. No advantage. Parrishon with the basketball. Skip pass cross court to Bundy. He'll let fly from three. Shot no good. Tap up and in by Matt Goodman. Goodman knuckled that one up and in. He and Stevenson both went after the basketball, but it was Goodman that got one, that one up and in. Pass stolen by Cody Bundy. Turnover, bounce pass intended for Stevenson, kicked out of bounds by Snow Canyon. Bundy just leaped high and got the pass. Bundy, an amazingly quick jumper with amazingly quick hands. 16-5, Dixie with the advantage. Bundy ready to inbound, says so to Goodman. To Parrishon, left corner, goes to Stevenson. Along the baseline, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Stevenson, bounces once, lays it up and in. Stevenson, muscling hard underneath. It's an 18-5 lead, Dixie. Ball knocked away by Parrishon, picked up by Bundy. To Stevenson, travel call. Stevenson trying to go to the basket. So back-to-back turnovers with 47.6 seconds left. Parrishon almost got a kicking the violation on the basketball. Is that ricocheted off his foot, probably should have been. Back to Snow Canyon. Bounce pass. It's still in backcourt. Double team in backcourt is Brian Levitt. The pass goes to Colby Levitt, pushing it in forecourt to the baseline. It goes to Hafen. Back to Matt Hickman. Hickman at the baseline, can't get the shot away. Back out in front to Colby Levitt, right side to John Hafen. Trying to find Swinton down low, cannot. To Brian Levitt, his pass stolen by Stevenson. Great defensive play by Stevenson. 9 turnovers by Snow Canyon, a lot of those forced by the Dixie defense. Cody Bundy. Bundy looks for help. Pass goes to Rignell. Rignell makes the move. Pass deflected. Stolen right back by Snow Canyon with a quick hand. Hafen right to the basket. Drives. Offensive foul. Hafen laid the ball up and in. Bundy got there, and Hafen gets the offensive foul. His first takeaway of the basket. 4th team foul. And another turnover by Snow Canyon. Painful because that cost them 2 points. 5.9 seconds. Pass thrown away by Parachance. Picked up by Snow Canyon. Hafen underneath. Taken by Brian Levitt. End of the first quarter. Any fouls called? A lot of action underneath the basket. At the end of one quarter, it's an 18-5 lead. Dixie over Snow Canyon. And this one promises to get closer. Back after this timeout. Snow Canyon got hotter and hotter in that JV game. They need some good perimeter shooting. Pass goes to Garasoli in the lane. Ball stolen away. Coming back the other way, Colby Levitt with the basketball. So a turnover by Dixie here in the second quarter of play. Matt Hickman with the basketball. Quint Alexander into the lineup for the first time for Dixie. Alexander played quite a bit in that JV game also and was part of the key to winning the Wednesday night. Matt Hickman, jump pass to the right side, goes to Hafen. Hafen starts to make the move, cut off, brings it back out in front to Hickman. Hickman at the free throw line, dishes to the left side to Colby Levitt, travel call. Colby Levitt, little head fake, and lost the ball. So each team with a turnover here in the second quarter of play. Snow Canyon will put on the full court pressure. Inbounds comes to Corey Wegkamp. Wegkamp, Sparks still in backcourt. Alexander to Wegkamp. Wegkamp loses the ball, stolen by Snow Canyon. Hafen out in front of everybody, slapped away by Alexander, and they're going to call a foul on Alexander. It looked like a clean block by Alexander, but he got a little frustrated, picked up the foul. That is the 3rd team foul, and Hafen will shoot 2. So here in the second quarter, we're just a little over a minute into the second quarter, and Dixie has been outscored 3-0. Timeout Dixie. A brief timeout, 18-8, Dixie with the lead over Snow Canyon. We'll be back after this timeout. 18-8, Dixie with the lead. John Hafen at the free throw line finally drilled one of those corner shots as he got the 3-pointer. Hafen at the free throw line shooting a couple. 6:56 left in the first half. Hafen, first shot is up and soft and good. Hafen. 4 points on the night. That makes it 18-9. Early in the ball game, Snow Canyon, it looks like a huge margin, but that starts to carve away, and there's plenty of time left. Second free throw good, so Hafen has all 5 points here in the second quarter, and Snow Canyon with the full court pressure. Adam Monson back into the lineup to Alexander to Corey Wegkamp as Bundy's getting the breather to Monson to Alexander. Alexander down the sidelines to Wegkamp. Pulls up, 10-footer, bank shot, no good. Rebound tapped around, taken by Hickman. Fast break, Snow Canyon. 2-on-2, Hickman right to the basket, left hands it up and in. Hickman once again gets the basket. That's 7 unanswered points by Snow Canyon. Pass thrown away, stolen by Snow Canyon. The Warriors with the basketball, 18-12. Foul will go to Clint Alexander. Alexander picking up foul. 2 quick ones. Alexander comes out and Cody Bundy back in. Ben Lane back in for Snow Canyon. And let's see who goes out. It will be Rashad Swenson who gets the breather. Swenson had a huge ball game earlier this year. Just kept hitting free throws coming down the wire as Snow Canyon picked up a big victory here at home. At the angle, it goes to John Hafen, back to Colby Levitt. Levitt starts to make the move, cut off by Wegkamp. Colby Levitt looking for someone to pass it to, gets it to Hickman. Hickman, a quarterback on the football team, and does a little bit of that on the basketball team, although Hafen really is the point guard. Hickman almost travels, just lost off a shot, and a foul will go to Hickman on the rebound. Cody Bundy got in front of Hickman. Hickman about to travel, good heads-up play, just lofted the set shot and almost had it fall. But on the rebound, Bundy got the rebound, and Hickman fouled him. Inbounds, it comes to Bundy. Light lead pass comes to Wegkamp. Wegkamp goes around Beck. Head fakes back into the corner. Sparks for three, hits it. Andre Sparks will step for three out of the corner. First basket in the second quarter for Dixie. Makes it 21-12. Dixie over Snow Canyon. Hickman looks for help, trying to get it down low to Beck, and Beck has been bottled up. To Colby Levitt at the right side. Back out in front, it comes to John Hafen. Backing away, picked up by Wegkamp. The bounce pass down low goes to Beck, and a grab. Nope, they say a push-off by Beck. Beck with a push-off to get the basketball. That will count as a turnover, and a foul will belong to Beck. Casey Bundy is going to argue on that one. A couple of veteran officials here tonight. And Casey Bundy arguing about that one. Not getting anywhere. The press broken with a pass to Monson into forecourt. Snow Canyon back defensively. Pass comes back to Cody Bundy. So Dixie breaking the press easily against Snow Canyon. At the right angle, it goes to Monson. His bounce pass kicked by Snow Canyon out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt, or in forecourt, I should say, at their own baseline. 5:20 left in the first half of play. Dixie with just a three-pointer in this second quarter. Inbounds comes to Wegkamp. Another quick three-pointer off the front of the rim. Lane right in great position to get the rebound to Hickman. Drives to the basket. Misses the shot. There will be a foul. Let's see who gets it. Will it be on Dixie? And it may be on Andre Sparks. A little push-off. Sparks with personal foul number one. Team foul number five on Dixie. 16 fouls on Snow Canyon. Into the lineup comes Parrishon. And who gets the breather? Parrishon's in, and somebody has to come out. It'll be Corey Wegkamp. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon at their own baseline. Hickman ready to inbounds, trying to get it inbounds to Rashad Swenson, who's back in. Now they get the pass to Swenson, and banks it home. Assist by John Hafen, who cut across the top of the lane and dishes underneath to Swenson. Pass thrown away, picked up by Hickman. Turnover by Dixie again. Here comes Snow Canyon. 21-14. Pass to the baseline to Swenson. Rises for 12. Shot no good. From 12. Rebound, Cody Bundy. Huge rebounding night for Bundy. Bundy being dogged by Snow Canyon. Underneath the Sparks. Gets away. Bank shot no good. Rebound. Let's see who they have the foul on. And maybe on Monson. On the rebound. Sparks going after the rebound. And Monson with the foul underneath. That is the 16th foul on Dixie. So as hot as Dixie was in the first quarter, they have had some duds as far as offensive second quarters, and they only have the one three-pointer thus far. 21-14, Dixie still with the advantage. Snow Canyon getting some momentum, though. Hickman into the corner. It goes to Hafen. Back at the angle, it goes to Hickman. Hickman right to the free-throw line. Jump shot. Good! And no! Spins in and out. Followed up and in by Lane. It looked like it was going to go down. Spun down and spun right back out. But Lane put it back up and in. Bounce pass, Garasoli goes to Sparks. Baseline jump shot, good. Sparks hardly ruffles the net. He has all 5 points here in the second quarter, 23-16. Dixie still by seven. Dixie will extend out the defense just a little bit. At the angle, it goes to John Hafen. Hafen into the corner. Hickman will set for three out of the left corner. Shot no good. Rebound, Lane puts it up and in. Ben Lane pounding the boards. Has had three straight double-figure ball games. Has 4 points tonight. Bounce pass to Garasoli. Clears the press into forecourt. To Bundy, three-point attempt up. No good. Flying for the basket. Sparks misses the follow-up shot, and Monson gets called with a foul. On the rebound, Monson now has two. That is a 17 foul. It's 1-1 coming up for Snow Canyon. So Dixie losing their touch that they had in the first quarter. And Snow Canyon getting hot like Dixie was in the first quarter. Into the lineup, Brian Hatch for Snow Canyon. John Hafen to sit down. In is Todd Rignell and Adam Monson to sit down for Dixie. Matt Hickman at the free throw line. Hickman, 1-for-1, has 5 points. Free throw, no good. Rebound, tapped around, grabbed by Lane, hooks it up and in. Battle for the basketball, and Lane out jumped Dixie for the ball. It's a 3-point lead, 23-20, and the gym is getting noisier. At the left side, it goes to Parrishon. Into the corner for Rignell. Dixie looking a little shaken. Skip pass. intended for Monson. Monson is in there. It's Sparks that was taken out. To the high post, it goes to Bundy. Right side, it goes to Monson. Monson, with the left-handed dribble, leaves it for Rignell. Into the corner to Garasoli. Garasoli and Hickman picks up the foul. Garasoli starts to make the move. Hickman bumped him with the chest. That's personal foul number two on Hickman, and the seventh team foul, 1-1 coming up for Garasoli. 23-20, Dixie by a scant 3 points. Aiffen back in, Brian Levitt back in, and Matt Hickman to sit down. It will be Lane, Swenson, and Hatch, the other three for Snow Canyon. Parrishon, Rignell, Monson, Garasoli, and Bundy. Garasoli, free throw, good! Garasoli with the first free throw. White and black balloons, long balloons a la the Delta Center being waved behind the basket. Garasoli doesn't even look until it's time to take the shot. Fending himself, shot up and good. Garasoli hits two. 7 points on the night, Dixie by five, 25-20. 3:02 left in the first half of play. Some great defensive plays already. And lots of candidates for the locker room defensive player of the game. Double team on Swenson. Ball knocked away by Rignell. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Not as many turnovers in the second quarter as in the first quarter, especially for Snow Canyon. Out of bounds, Brian Levitt ready to inbounds for the Warriors. Levitt way out in front. It comes to John Haven out near the 10-second line. Dixie in that matchup zone. Monson trying to clog the middle. On the right side, it goes to Brian Levitt. Levitt into the right corner to Hatch. Back out in front to Brian Levitt. Starts to make the move. Travel call. That's turnover number three this quarter. 13 on the night for Snow Canyon. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. 25-20. Dixie with the lead. 2:40 left in the first quarter. Huge first quarter lead by Dixie has been carved down by Snow Canyon. Garasoli to Rignell at the baseline, dishes back to Monson, back out in front. Garasoli, three-pointer, no good. Long rebound, Parrishon. Double team. Parrishon comes out with a dribble to Bundy. Bundy to the left side to Rignell. Against that matchup zone by Snow Canyon. Pass goes to Garasoli as he goes up. Foul will go to Haven. Haven had to reach across Garasoli to get the basketball. Garasoli and Haven, longtime Little League pals. They played baseball together for years and years and years, and then against each other in high school. Haven goes to the bench with two personal fouls. That is the eighth team foul on Snow Canyon. As Colby Levitt back in. Garasoli is 2-for-2 on the night. Needs the first to get the second. It's a 1-on-1 situation. Garasoli steadies himself. Free throw is up and no good. No, it's a two-shot foul. Misses the first. It spins in and out. Garasoli not quite as dead on as he was in the first part of the year, but still pretty heavy as far as his shooting ability. Second free throw up and good. Has one out of two. Dixie by six. 26-20. Dixie will extend out the defense just a little bit. Colby Levitt at midcourt gets it to Brian Hatch. With Haven out of there, Dixie will try to take advantage. Ball knocked away, stolen by Cody Bundy. Bundy, quick hands. Lead pass comes to Parrishon right at the baseline. Parrishon right back to the baseline, takes the jump shot and hits it. Shane Parrishon, trapped along the baseline, just rose up and punked it in. 28-20, 8-point lead by Dixie. Colby Levitt. Into forecourt, it goes to the high post to Lane. Turnaround jump shot, good. Ben Lane, four baskets all this half. It's 28-22. Cody Bundy will rise for three and hit it. Cody Bundy came right down to the top of the key and hit the three. 31-22. Lead pass to Brian Hatch at the baseline. Back out in front to Levitt, to Lane. Lane leans in, bank shot too hard. Rebound, and we may have a foul on Dixie underneath. Parrishon pushing off. Parrishon with personal foul number one. That is the eighth team foul. Swenson got the long rebound and was about to go up for the shot. Into the lineup, Jake Ellison about ready to come in, but he's in. He'll be in for Brian Hatch. Hatch to shoot 1-1. Stevenson in. Bundy to sit down. Wakecamp in. Also to sit down will be Monson. Free throw up, no good. Rebound tapped around, saved by Rignell into the hands of Garasoli. So Hatch misses the free throw. Front end of the 1-1 to Stevenson. Dumps it off to Wakecamp. Offensive foul will go to Stevenson. Stevenson, did they say player control? Yes. That is the ninth team foul, so will not be a one-and-one coming up. Jake Ellison into the lineup for the first time for Snow Canyon. Now the question is, did they give it off? The official will say after the pass, it's one-and-one. It wasn't an offensive foul. Dave Clark, the official, the offside official, saying it is a one-and-one. It was after the pass that the foul was committed. Brian Levitt, you shoot one-and-one, needs the first to get the second. First one is no good. High for the rebound, Garasoli. So once again, Snow Canyon misses the front end of a one-and-one. That's three of them that they've missed. Corey Wegkamp to the left side. It goes to Rignell. Drives to the baseline. Can't get the shot away. Back to Wegkamp. Wegkamp back to Rignell. Rignell along the baseline against Lane. Can't get the shot away. Now hooks the pass way out in front to Garasoli. Garasoli can't get the shot away to Stevenson. Right side it goes to Wegkamp. Bounce pass to Parachance. Parachance comes out on the dribble. Back into the corner to Garasoli. Dixie being patient. 44 seconds left in the first half of play. 31-22. Dixie by nine. To Garasoli. Skip pass to Wegkamp. Has an ocean from three. Doesn't take it. Back to Garasoli. Garasoli doesn't take the pass. Shot back to Wegkamp into the corner. Parachance doesn't take it. Now he'll take the two-pointer and miss it. Rebound. Stevenson puts it up and in. Stevenson slapped the ball hard as he grabbed it with that big right hand and put it back up and in. 20 seconds left in the first half of play. It's an 11-point lead by Dixie. 33-22. At the angle, Ellison into the corner. Pass comes right back to Ellison. Ellison goes to the top of the key. Bounce pass, knocked away. Almost lost by Levitt. It is. Colby Levitt loses the ball. Dixie forces the turnover. That is another turnover for Snow Canyon. Cody Bundy in. Larry Stevenson to sit down. Dixie with plenty of perimeter shooters right now. Parachance into Cody Bundy with 5 seconds left. Bundy almost loses the ball, picks up the ball again, forces the three-pointer, and just hits the edge of the rim. So Dixie doesn't get a real good shot at the end. At the end of the first half, Snow Canyon makes a run at Dixie, gets close within three, but Dixie has a 33-22 halftime lead. Let's take this time out. We'll be back with the first half scoring totals. Dixie by 11 at the half. 33-22, back after this timeout. End of the first half, Snow Canyon made quite a run after Dixie jumped out to a 16-2 lead. Snow Canyon came back, cut it to an 18-5 first quarter lead for Dixie. But that 13-point lead was huge for the Flyers, and they needed every bit of it because Snow Canyon made a run right off the bat, scoring the first 7 points of the second quarter. And coming back with a big second quarter to score 17 points in that second quarter. But Dixie came back and right at the end pulled out again to take an 11-point lead, 33-22. Here's how the first half scoring went. Jake Ellison off the bench did not score. Colby Levitt off the bench also did not score. Brian Levitt came off the bench, went 0-for-1 from the free throw line. This could be a lot tighter if Snow Canyon had hit the front ends of their 1-and-1 situation, as the free throw shooting has not been that sharp for Snow Canyon. That's as far as the reserves go. Now, as far as the starters are concerned, Matt Hickman with a couple of field goals, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points here in the first half of play. For John Hafen, 2-for-2 from the free throw line and a three-pointer for a total of 5 first half points. For Hafen, he hit his first half points all at the beginning of the second quarter of play. In fact, he had outscored Dixie 5-0 in that second quarter at one point. And so that's how he got his 5 points. As far as Brian Hatch, I didn't mention him. Reserve in that first half, went 0-for-1 from the free throw line and did not score. Now the rest of the starters, Theo Beck, who has been a power for Snow Canyon, has been clogged up by Dixie, as Beck has just been shut right down by the Flyers. Only one basket, a total of 2 points. And he had the only basket for Snow Canyon for quite a while in that first quarter. Rashad Swenson held to just one second quarter basket, but Ben Lane hit the boards hard and did an excellent job. Four field goals, a total of 8 points in that first half of action. And there you have the 22 points for Snow Canyon. Here's how the 33 points for Dixie is distributed. Shane Parashamp came off the bench, hit one out of two baskets for a total of 2 points. Clint Alexander just struggled when he came off the bench, played only in the second quarter and not very long. He picked up two quick fouls. Matt Goodman got a good tap in for a basket as Cody Bundy missed the shot, and Matt Goodman knuckled that one back up and in. Went off his knuckles up and in for a total of 2 points. Larry Stevenson has matched his career high already with two baskets, one in each quarter. He has not scored a whole bunch for Dixie, but has gotten some huge rebounds. A total of 4 points for Stevenson here in the first quarter of play, first half of play. Todd Rignell off the bench has not been allowed to get loose, and so he has not had any points. Snow Canyon doing a good job on Rignell. But Dixie has gone five players deep off the bench and has 6 points off the bench for Snow Canyon. Their bench has produced no points, so no scoring by the benchmen for Snow Canyon. Among the starters for Dixie, Corey Wegkamp drilled a three-pointer on an inbound pass, and that's been his sum total of scoring thus far. Cody Bundy with two field goals that were two-pointers in the first quarter, then added a three-pointer in the second quarter, has a total of 7 points for the Flyers. Brent Garasoli, after having back-to-back non-double-figure ball games, has a two-pointer, a three-pointer, and 3-for-4 from the free-throw line, a total of 8 first-half points. So he's starting to score like he did earlier in the year. For Andre Sparks, he hit a two-pointer and a three-pointer in that second quarter, and for a while he was the sum total of the offense for Dixie High School. And Adam Monson, a nice little jump shot from along the baseline, has a total of 2 points on the night. And that's how the 33 points shake out for Dixie. At the half, it's 33-22. Dixie over Snow Canyon. Back with a look at the girls' action and the beginning of the second half after this timeout. Second half of action about to get underway shortly. Some of the stories of that first half. Dixie with 6 turnovers in the first quarter, 4 in the second quarter, for a total of 10 in that first half. For Snow Canyon, they had 10 turnovers in the first quarter, and that was part of the reason why Dixie was able to jump out to that early lead, and then added 5 more turnovers in that second quarter. So 15 turnovers already for Snow Canyon, and that's a little bit of a challenge to try to deal with right now for the Warriors. They cut down on that in the second half. Last night in the girls' action, Snow Canyon came up with a big win over Dixie, 87-50, and Snow Canyon, who played for the state championship just 2 years ago, finishing second in the state in only their second year in existence, is in the process of putting together another outstanding team, the Snow Canyon Lady Warriors, 87-50. Chanel Rose had 25 points last night. Pineview overwhelmed Cedar City by a 60-42 margin, and Hurricane dumped Canyon View 68-31. That was Region 9 girls basketball action last night. Here in the junior varsity game today, Dixie led by 5 at the end of the first quarter, by 17 at the end of the third quarter, and still lost to Snow Canyon. 40 points in the fourth quarter by the Warriors. Dixie has the ball to begin the second half of action. 33-22. Garasoli, Sparks back to the original starting lineup. Bundy, Monson, and Wegkamp. Bundy fakes the shot, passes to Wegkamp along the baseline. Up and under shot, no good. Rebound batted around off the hands of Dixie. It looked like Theo Beck might have touched it last, but the ruling is it's off the hands of Dixie. Wegkamp, not a bad move underneath. Went right under the basket, came back around, and banked it just a little too hard. Full court pressure by Dixie. Trap on the basketball. Hickman gets it to Lane. To the left side, it goes to John Hafen. Hafen trying to get it to Beck, instead out in front of Lane. Free throw line jump shot, soft and good. Lane with 10 points. 4 straight games with double figures. Cuts the margin to 9. 33-24. Full court pressure by Snow Canyon. Double team on Wegkamp to Sparks. Back to Wegkamp. Wegkamp at the point goes to the left side to Garasoli. into the corner to Sparks. Underneath it goes to Monson. One bounce dribble. Hooks it up with the left hand and drills it. Adam Monson getting a couple of good moves underneath. Has 4 points on the night. 35-24. Dixie by 11. Full court pressure broken fairly easily by Snow Canyon. But then the ball is stolen by Bundy. Thrown away. Stolen back by Hafen. So quick turnovers. One on each. Pass underneath from Hickman goes to Beck. He lays it up and in. Good pass by Hickman to Beck. Pass the other way, and the shot is missed by Dixon. Coming back is Matt Hickman. Hickman double-teamed, leaves it out in front for Swenson. Swenson is going to be fouled, let's see, by Wegkamp or Monson. If it's Monson, that's number three. And it is on Monson, number three on Adam Monson. First team foul this second half. 35-26, 9-point lead by Dixie. Snow Canyon has it at their own baseline. Monson still in the lineup. Lane way out in front. It comes to Hickman. Hickman drives right down the lane, running right-hander up and good. Hickman has the lane, gets the layup with the right hand. 35-28, back to a 7-point lead. Bundy dishes off to Garasoli. 3-point attempt, good. Garasoli saw where his feet came down, stepped back with the 1 foot, and still established the pivot foot and drilled the three. 38-28. Garasoli with 11 points. First time in three games he's been in double figures. As Garasoli's been able to break away a little bit tonight. John Hafen at the angle, out in front on the right side. It goes to Hickman, makes the move, cut off by Sparks. Hickman, bounce pass down low to Beck as he goes up, loses the ball off the knee of Beck. As Monson, a good defensive play, turnover by Snow Canyon. Beck started up, had the ball go out of his hands, right down Monson's leg and off of Beck's foot, out of bounds. Still in backcourt, Dixie on the trap. Wegkamp gets it to Sparks. Double team, pass goes to Garasoli. Cross-court pass to Bundy. He'll rise from three and hit it. Cody Bundy. Dixie on the perimeter, back-to-back threes, and it's a 41-28 lead for the Flyers. Dixie playing more in control tonight. Really seems to have the offense going much more in gear after their frustration against Cedar City. They came back and got the win. Pass through the baseline goes to Ben Lane. Makes the move against Sparks. Sparks didn't get there. Blocking foul on Andre Sparks. That is number two on Sparks. Second team foul. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Sparks never quite had the feet set. Snow Canyon ready to inbound. Lane looking for Beck if he can get it. Cannot. Pass goes to the right corner to Hafen. Double team. Hafen brings away out in front to Matt Hickman. Hickman to the left side to Lane. Into the corner to Hafen. Back to Lane. Lane makes the lob pass underneath to Swenson. Gets away. Lobs it up. No good. Foul will belong to Dixie. If it's on Monson, that is number four. Nope, that is just on Wegkamp. That is number two on Wegkamp. Wegkamp has his second, third team foul, and Rignell ready to come into the lineup. Garasoli talking to the official about something. This is like the Pineview Dixie game. This is among brothers. As everybody played Little League ball against one another, at the free throw line, Rashad Swenson. Free throw up and good. Although Pineview's been in existence for a few years, and Snow Canyon only in their fourth year, some of these young men played Little League ball with each other. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, almost lost by Wegkamp it is. Wegkamp got sandwiched in between some of the taller foes and couldn't hang on to the rebound. It came right to him and then bounced off his fingertips as he got bumped. 41-29, 12-point lead by Dixie. 5:06 left in the third quarter. Lane ready to inbound, does so to Beck. Shot no good. A reach-in foul may belong to Sparks. And it is. Or is it on Wegkamp? It's on Wegkamp. That's number three on Wegkamp. So Wegkamp with three, Monson with three, and Stevenson ready to come in. Shooting two, Theo Beck. Beck, free throw, good. Beck has 5 points on the night. Snow Canyon making some adjustments to get Beck the basketball. So Sparks to sit down and Stevenson in. So Dixie will have to go shorter. But Stevenson can jump fairly well, and he muffles underneath. Second free throw up and good. Beck has 4 points this quarter. It's 41-31, back to a 10-point lead. Bundy into forecourt against Hickman. Palm pass goes to the right side to Wegkamp. To Garasoli, pass thrown away, picked up by Wegkamp again. Along the baseline, the ball lost. Trying to save it is Hickman. He cannot. It's out of bounds to Dixie. So Dixie will have the basketball back. Matt Goodman into the lineup and Wegkamp to sit down. Goodman being spotted this time around. He has been suffering with the flu, so he didn't have much energy against Cedar City. He didn't play much at all. A little healthier tonight. To Rignell at the left angle. Back to Garasoli. Skip pass goes to Goodman. Looking down low to Stevenson. Can't get the pass away. Goodman back out in front. It comes to Bundy. To the high post. It goes to Stevenson. Stevenson reverses at the free throw line. Dishes off to Goodman. Can't get the shot away. Skip pass cross court to Bundy. He'll let fly from three. Shot no good. Rebound tapped by Goodman. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Goodman tapped it away from Swenson. The Dixie can't get the basket. 4:23 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie with 8 points in this quarter. Snow Canyon with nine. At the angle, it goes to Hickman. Hickman to the baseline to Ben Lane. Lane, lob pass down low to Swenson, and they have a push out off on who? It will be on Stevenson. Stevenson trying to hold his man. That is the 15th foul on Dixie. None on Snow Canyon yet. So Dixie getting some foul problems. Timeout called by Dixie with 4:11 left in the third quarter of play. 41-31. Dixie with the lead over Snow Canyon. We'll be back after this timeout. Yeah. 2-1. Interesting twist on the Snow Canyon coaching staff. Casey Bundy played at Dixie High School. One of his top assistants, James Brown, played at Pineview High School and played football at Snow College. 41-31, 10-point lead. Dixie with the advantage. Snow Canyon with the inbound pass comes to Hickman. Hickman trying to get away. Jump pass goes to Lane. Pass underneath to Beck. He's fouled by Stevenson. Stevenson not as tall as Beck, and Beck will shoot free throws. That is three personals on Stevenson and the 16th foul on Dixie. And the foul starting to stack up for the Flyers. And it's legit. Dixie committing the foul. Snow Canyon not. Beck at the free throw line to shoot two. First one is good. Beck with a nice touch is 3-for-3 on the night. Cuts the margin to 9. Stevenson out and Sparks back in. Andre Sparks playing with two personals. Foul trouble stacking up early in Snow Canyon, but now here in the second half, it's on Dixie. Second free throw good. Back to an 8-point lead. 41-33, Dixie with the advantage. Bounce pass goes to Andre Sparks. Skip pass cross court to Goodman. To Cody Bundy. Bundy back out in front. It comes to Rignell. Rignell double teamed. Can't get the shot away. Gets it to Bundy. In the lane. Fall away with the right hand. Shot up. Not enough. Rebound. Tapped around. Grabbed by Ben Lane. Lane with the defensive play on the board. Quickly it comes to John Hafen. Hafen across the 10-second line. Looks for help. Hafen back into the lineup. Goes to the right side to Lane. Looking down low. Trying to get it to Beck. Lane reverses with his dribble. Pass knocked away. Picked up by Hickman. Dixie getting the hands on a lot of the basketball. Jump shot by Hickman from 10 feet away as he was guarded closely by Goodman, and it didn't make any difference. Back to a 6-point lead, 41-35. Dixie with the advantage. Sparks takes the 10-footer, shot too long. Rebound Hafen. Lead pass comes to Hickman against Garasoli. Puts it up no good. Followed no good. Who has the foul? Is it on Dixie? It may be on Sparks. Sparks has his third personal foul as he grabbed Beck. Going for the rebound. Tough ball as Sparks had the position, but Beck knifing to the basket. That's number three on Sparks, and Monson about to come in with three personal fouls. So the big guys for Dixie getting foul trouble. And Hickman hustling underneath. Beck hustling after the board. Looking for the free throw. Free throw good. Beck has hit five in a row. 5-for-5 this quarter. It's back to a 5-point lead, 41-36. Second free throw, good. It's back to a 4-point lead. Six straight free throws by Beck, 10 points on the night. Cody Bundy leaves it for Garasoli. Snow Canyon has tightened the defense on Dixie. Dixie just not getting good shots right now. Foul will go to Hafen, leaning on Bundy, and that's number three on Hafen. First personal foul on Snow Canyon, first team foul this half. Hafen has three personals, and it's out of bounds to Dixie at side court. Dixie standing a little bit on offense, and Ken Robinson has to be a little concerned about that. Inbounds, it comes to Bundy, back to Matt Goodman. Goodman starting to make the move, backs away with the dribble, guarded closely by Hafen to Bundy. Bundy gets away from Hickman and banks it home. Bundy has not taken that many shots, but has 12 points on the night. 43-37, back to a six-point lead. Hickman right to the baseline, leaves it for Hafen. Three-pointer over the basket, right into the hands of Garasoli. Garasoli looking for the fast break. It isn't there. So Garasoli brings it into forecourt to Bundy. Bundy right down the lane with a floating right-hander. No good. Bundy gets the foul up over the back. That's two on Cody Bundy. Positioned by Swenson. Bundy tried to float the layup up and over and didn't. 1-1 coming up. That is the eighth team foul this half already. Dixie, Snow Canyon only has one. Let's see if it works out similar to what happened to Canyon View. And Canyon View had not committed that many fouls, and it cost them at the end. Swenson to shoot 1-1. Swenson is 1-for-2 on the night. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Rignell doing a good job of getting the boards. So once again, Snow Canyon misses the front end of a 1-1. Pass to Bundy, three-pointer, partially deflected by Hickman. Bundy thought that there was a foul. It was an air ball taken by Snow Canyon. Back the other way, it comes to Hickman. Hickman working on Bundy. Bundy knocks the ball away. Touch last by Hickman. Forced by Bundy, and a turnover by Snow Canyon. Cody Bundy, who is actually a second cousin of Casey Bundy, the coach, taps his cousin on the side. And up court, Dixie with a basketball. It goes to Rignell. Rignell looks for help. Trying to find somebody. Goes to the right side to Garasoli. Dixie not moving quite as well without the basketball as they have done before. A minute 52 left in the third quarter. To Goodman. Goodman will let fly for three. No good. Long rebound brought down by Hafen. Dixie not getting any shots underneath. Pass goes to Lane. Lane lead pass. Stolen by Monson. Monson tries to save it. It's out of bounds. So Monson, nobody ever really got possession of it, so no turnovers. It's out of bounds to Snow Canyon. But Monson, great defensive play to stop the easy basket as he got his hands on the pass. Parachon's about ready to come in. Inbound comes to John Hafen. Snow Canyon down by six. Snow Canyon wants to set offense this time. A minute 28 left in the third quarter. DeBeck pass deflected, almost stolen, and there will be a foul on Bundy. Bundy didn't quite get there. Bundy has his third personal foul. That is the ninth team foul on Dixie. Bundy with three, Wegkamp with three, Stevenson with three, Sparks with three, Monson with three. For Snow Canyon, Hafen playing with three. Colby Levitt into the lineup to give Matt Hickman a breather. Corey Wegkamp back in, and to sit down is Matt Goodman. Free throw up and too long. Long rebound brought down by Garasoli. So the front end of the 1-1 missed once again by Snow Canyon. That's five of them they've missed in this ballgame. Wegkamp to the right side. It goes to Garasoli. Dixie not getting any penetration at all to the basket, to Wegkamp. Everything's been on the perimeter. Snow Canyon doing a good job. Wegkamp, jump ball. Let's see who gets it out of bounds as Wegkamp lost the ball and Hafen jumped on it. Turnover by Dixie. Not much in the way of turnovers this half. That is the second for Dixie in this half. A minute four left in the third quarter. 43-37. Snow Canyon just hangs around, keeps close. At the angle, it goes to Hafen, trying to get it down low to Beck. Does so. Ball stolen by Garasoli. Leaves it for Rignell. Ball knocked away by Hafen. Rignell saves it to Monson. Garasoli, huge play as he gets the steal to Wegkamp. Wegkamp into the corner. It goes to Rignell. Rignell, looking down low, goes to Wegkamp. Skips the pass out in front to Parrishon, to Monson, to Parrishon. Bounce pass and intended for Rignell. Swenson with the steal. Turnover by Dixie again. Lead pass to Beck. Layback shot. Went for the slam and missed it. Just ended up short. Rebound Garasoli into forecourt. Garasoli at the baseline. Layup shot will not go. Blocked by Beck. Rebound to Snow Canyon. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Ben Lane picks it up. Kind of a ragged third quarter after a very good first half. John Hafen looks for help. Hafen to the right side. It goes to Colby Levitt. Levitt to the high post to Beck. Back to Levitt. Levitt looks down low. Brings it back out in front to Hafen. To the left side to Ben Lane. Less than a second. Lane takes the shot and misses it. Snow Canyon, as they lost track of time. End of the third quarter. Dixie hanging on. for a 43-37 lead over Snow Canyon. Back with the fourth and wild final quarter after this timeout. 2-1. Wild game tonight at the Warrior Gym, where Dixie had a big lead, 18-5 at the end of the first quarter. Snow Canyon's been taking a little of off of that each quarter. As they were back within 11 at the end of the half, they're back to within 6 now. It's out of bounds to Dixie for the fourth quarter. Parrishon, Garasole, Wegkamp, Monson, and Rignell trying to nurse the foul situation for Dixie. Garasole gets it to Wegkamp. Wegkamp into the corner. Rignell will take the three-pointer and hit it. Rignell out of the left corner takes his first three-pointer of the night, gets his first points of the night. 46-37, back to a 9-point lead. Colby Levitt at the angle that goes to Haven. Colby Levitt and Haven both in there at the same time. DeLane cut off by Rignell. Then Lane brings it back out in front to the high post. It goes to Swenson, to the left side to Haven. Haven cut off by Garasole. Brings it out in front to Colby Levitt. The pass deflected, stolen eventually by Rignell. Trying to get a hold of it. Rignell leaves it for Garasole. So another turnover by Snow Canyon, and Rignell part of that one. He and Garasole with hands that time. Into the corner it goes to Rignell. Dixie with a 9-point lead. DeMonson back to Rignell at the right side. To the high post intended for Garasole. Ball knocked away, stolen by Snow Canyon. Coming the other way, bounce pass goes to Beck, who puts it up and in. Foul will go to Rignell. Chance for a 3-point play. Rignell has his first personal. That is the 10th team foul on Dixie and still only one on Snow Canyon. Beck, a beautiful move to the basket, and the junior is extending out. He is doing an excellent job here in the second half. Timeout Dixie with 7:05 left in the game. 46-39 Dixie over Snow Canyon. But the Warriors are threatening once again. Back after this timeout. 2-1. Dixie not getting anything underneath. It's all from the perimeter as Snow Canyon has just taken away the inside ball game for Dixie. And Snow Canyon getting the shots from in short. And Theo Beck, the key man, he has 10 points in this half after being bottled up with just 2 points in the first half. At the free throw line, Beck has hit 6 straight. He is the one ball player for Snow Canyon that has been hitting free throws. Free throw by Beck is good. He has hit 7 straight. It's back to within 6, 46-40. Dixie with the advantage. 7:02 left in the ballgame. Wegkamp to Bundy. Right down the lane. Puts it up with the right hand. Lays it up and in. Went up and over and around Beck. Dixie will put on the trap now. Full court trap. Trying to go for the steal. Pass goes to Swenson to Hickman. Lead pass comes to Lane. Lane will lay it up the other way. So Dixie presses Snow Canyon into a basket. 48-42. Still a 6-point lead by Dixie. Wegkamp at the angle. It goes to Monson. Monson a couple of baskets on the night. Has played very well. Good ball game for Monson to Rignell at the high post. It goes to Bundy, who pops out to Garasole. Garasole on the right side to Wegkamp, almost thrown away. Wegkamp comes back to Monson, skipping across that zone defense of Snow Canyon to Wegkamp. Into the corner it goes to Garasole, working on Lane. Can't get the shot away. Back to Bundy. Bundy head fakes. Will jump pass cross court to Wegkamp. 4-3. Shot no good. Trying to get the rebound. Monson and Lane. And it went over Monson's head to Lane. Lane right down the lane. Lays it up and in. Ben Lane comes back. It's a 4-point lead. 48-44 Dixie. 5:56 left in the ballgame. And Snow Canyon has Dixie on the run. To Rignell. To Bundy. Bundy head fakes in the lane. Puts it up under pressure. It will not go. Drew the foul from Snow Canyon. The foul belongs to Rashad Swenson, only his first and only the second of this half. Timeout Snow Canyon, 5:49 left in the game. Bundy will shoot free throws when we come back after this timeout. Dixie 48, Snow Canyon 44. You might look at that defensive rebound by Ben Lane and getting the basket at the other end is our locker room defensive play of the game for Snow Canyon. That brings it back to within 4. So in that fourth quarter, the rebound and then eventually the basket at the other end by Lane. And that defensive play of the game will come on a rebound. The locker room defensive play of the game for Snow Canyon. At the free throw line, Cody Bundy to shoot 2. Bundy with a total of 14 points on the night. Clint Alexander about to come in. Free throw good. Bundy has the first. It was a two-shot foul, and everyone acting like it was a one-and-one. There is no one-and-one for Dixie. It is a two-shot foul all the way. This is the second free throw. Cody Bundy was putting up maybe not a classic shot, but he was in the process of putting up the shot when he was fouled by Swenson. Alexander in for Dixie. Free throw up and no good. Long rebound. Battle four. Saved by Ben Lane. So a five-point lead by Dixie. Full court pressure, and Alexander and Garasoli and Bundy trying to put that press on to Ben Lane. Lane against the Dixie matchup zone. To the left side it goes to Hickman. Snow Canyon has seen this before. Snow Canyon with the momentum. You can see the momentum is in Snow Canyon's favor. To Ben Lane. Lane makes the move, leans in, bank shot too hard. High for the rebound. Cody Bundy scoring for the rebound. Above the basket. 49-44, Dixie by five. Cody Bundy to the left side. It goes to Alexander. To Rignell. To Alexander again. Cross court to Garasoli. Still nothing underneath. It goes to Alexander. Dixie not getting the pass underneath. Skip pass cross court to Garasoli. He'll rise for three and hit it. Garasoli. Deadly out of that corner. He's only taken two shots in this half. Both of them three-pointers. Both of them good. 4:52 left. It's a 52-44 lead for Dixie. Matt Hickman. Hickman out in front. It comes to Beck. To the right side to John Hafen. Hafen into the right corner. It goes to Lane. Brings it out in front to Hafen again. Snow Canyon not giving up at all. They have the momentum. To Hickman. Hickman pass goes to Swenson in the lane. Puts it up. It'll go. There's a foul. Rashad Swenson. Huge basket. And the foul belongs to Brent Garasoli. So a chance for a three-point play. 52-46. What a great night of basketball action, especially for Snow Canyon fans. Swenson is 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Swenson, free throw is good. Completes the three-point play. It's back to a five-point lead, 52-47. Dixie with the advantage, 4:29 left in the game. Half-court pressure, Garasoli gets it across the 10-second line to Alexander. To Rignell. Dixie cannot afford turnovers. Both teams have been pretty good about turnovers in the second half. Much more settled down. To Monson. To Clint Alexander. Cross-court pass, and I spoke too soon. Sails it over the head of Garasoli. That one took off. One turnover in the fourth quarter for Snow Canyon. That is the second for Dixie. 52-47. Dixie with the lead. 4:10 left in the game, and Snow Canyon sensing a potential victory, even though they're down by five. Lane into the corner. It goes to Hickman. Double team back to Swenson. Jump shot, free throw line short. Rebound batted around on the floor. Who will come up with it? Finally coming up with it is Monson. Monson trying to get the ball. Almost loses it out of bounds. Foul belongs to Dixie. Hafen taken down. And let's see who gets the foul. It's Clint Alexander. Alexander not helping Dixie much at all. Cody Bundy and Clint Alexander are screaming at each other right now. Cody Bundy looks at the coach, Ken Robinson, and Alexander's going to be yanked out. As Alexander going after the basketball took John Hafen down. That is the 10th team foul. Two shots coming up for John Hafen. And Bundy and Alexander still jawing at each other as Alexander went off the court. Free throw up and good by Hafen. 3-for-4 on the night. Cuts the margin to 4. 52-48. 52-48 it remains. Foul will go to Beck up over the back of Monson, who got the position. Monson having a good defensive night. Has played a lot of this time with three personal fouls and doing well. Beck with his second personal foul. That's only three team fouls on Snow Canyon. 3:46 left in the ballgame. Dixie by a scant 4 points. Adam Monson out at the 10-second line to Brent Garasoli. Dixie trying to go into a little bit of a four-quarters offense and see if they can get the ball to Bundy and let him work one-on-one. To Garasoli. Skip pass cross-court goes to Rignell. To Monson. Dixie still not getting anything underneath. Out in front it comes to Garasoli. Garasoli against Hickman. Cross court it goes to Rignell. Rignell to the left side to Monson. Monson, skip pass to Goodman. Goodman has a notion, doesn't take the three, to Bundy. Bundy in the lane, slips, goes down, loses the ball. Ball stolen back by Goodman. Back to the basket for two. Goodman takes it back, gets the basket. That's the locker room defensive play of the game for Goodman, for Dixie. 54-48, the steal back by Goodman. Pass underneath goes to Hickman. Hickman bottled up by Goodman out in front to Beck. Jump shot, good. Beck from 12 feet. Cuts the margin back to four, 54-40. 2:43 left in the game. This one is a dandy. Cody Bundy with the basketball, working on Hafen. Ball stolen by Hafen. Hafen with a steal back to the basket, lays it up and in. Hafen took it away from Bundy. It's a two-point ball game, 54-52. Dixie with the basketball, Snow Canyon with the momentum. Matt Goodman at the angle. Out into the corner, it goes to Garasoli. Back to Goodman. Dixie not getting anything against that zone. Underneath to Garasoli for three. Good! Garasoli, three for three and a half. All of them threes. Dixie by five. 57-52. This one from the left angle. It's a minute 58 left in the game. Matt Hickman. To the high post, it goes to Beck. To the right side to Hafen. Snow Canyon, skip pass, cross court to Lane. 4-3, short. Rebound taken down by Hafen. Hafen, jump shot, short. Rebound taken by Lane. Puts it up and in. Foul on Monson. Monson working so hard underneath, but just not the muscle to go against Lane. Lane muscled him out, got the rebound. Got the basket, drew the foul. Four on Monson. Bundy to sit down for a moment. And Sparks back in. Monson to sit down. The basket good by Lane can cut the margin to two. Snow Canyon has not been this close ever in the ball game. They got to within three late in the second quarter. Free throw good. Lane, a three-point play the old-fashioned way, 57-55. Dixie by two, a minute 39 left in the contest. Rignell to Sparks. Dixie may just play a little keep away right now to Garasoli. To Goodman, Dixie wants the layup if they can get it. Cross court pass goes to Wegkamp. Snow Canyon will have to extend out the defense. At the angle it goes to Sparks, they want the easy shot right now. Garasoli to Goodman. Goodman, 10-second line. It's a four corners offense right now. With a minute 14 left in the game, to Wegkamp, to Garasoli, loses the ball, a reach-in foul will go to Snow Canyon. And it belongs to Hafen. That is number four on Hafen, but that is only the fourth team foul. A minute 11 left in the ball game, and Dixie has the ball out of bounds. Snow Canyon wants a timeout. A minute 11 left. 57-55, Dixie by two, back after this timeout. Five. Dixie with the lead by two. Snow Canyon will have to toughen the defense. Dixie trying to hang on. They have gotten virtually nothing from underneath the basket. Everything has been perimeter for Dixie and not much of it in the second half. Shane Parrishon's into the lineup. Cody Bundy into the lineup. Somebody has to sit down. Who sits down? It'll be Wegkamp. Out of bounds to Dixie. Bundy to inbounds. A short, quick lineup. They want ball handlers. Inbounds to Parrishon. Back out in front, it comes to Garasoli. To Goodman. A minute seven left in the ball game. Goodman. Pass goes to Bundy. Bundy, double team, triple team. Gets away to the basket. Left-handed layup short. Tap no good. Rebound tap by Dixie. Picked up by Snow Canyon. Theo Beck to Ben Lane. Foul will go to Parrishon. Ben Lane a chance to tie. Bundy went to the basket for what looked to be a good layup, and Lane got in and bothered him. And Beck also in there. Now Lane to the free throw line to shoot free throws. Five missed front ends of one and one for Snow Canyon. Could be costly. Colby Levitt ready to come into the lineup. He is in. Hafen to sit down. Lane to shoot the first. It is good. 57-56. Snow Canyon has not been tied with Dixie since it was 0-0. Free throw up. Good. 57-57. 54.3 seconds left in the game. Will Dixie go for one last shot? They go to Bundy. On the right side, it goes to Garasoli. Into the corner to Parrishon. Foul stolen by Hickman. Hickman coming the other way. Almost gets the turnover. Double dribble. Turnover by Snow Canyon. So Dixie loses the ball. Snow Canyon gets it back. Todd Rignell ready to come in. Rignell in for Dixie. And who sits down? It will be Parrishon. 39.7 seconds left in the game. Snow Canyon and Dixie tied at 57. Dixie with the basketball. Goodman. Goodman penetrates, leaves it for Bundy. Double team on the basketball. Bundy starts to penetrate, can't get the shot away. To Sparks, to Garasoli, to Goodman. 26 seconds left. To Garasoli, cross court, it goes to Rignell. Rignell can't get the shot away. To Sparks, has a notion, doesn't take the shot. Being guarded closely by Hickman. Bounce pass into the corner to Rignell. Double team, timeout, Dixie. 14.2 seconds left in the game. 57-57, Snow Canyon has crawled back from an 18-5 first quarter deficit. They have never led in this ball game. We'll be back after this timeout. One. Dixie tied for first place going into tonight with Cedar City and Pineview. Dixie needs the win to be tied to with whoever beats the wins out of Pineview and Cedar City. Otherwise, it's a three-way tie for second. As Snow Canyon looking to move back into the challenge here in Region 9. Dixie, 14.2 seconds left in the game, a 57-57 tie. Dixie has the basketball. Andre Sparks to inbounds, does go to Bundy, knocked out of bounds by Levitt. Less than a second off the clock. Snow Canyon putting the defensive pressure on. Andre Sparks ready to inbound. Official Dave Clark moving the cheerleaders out of the way. Inbound comes to Cody Bundy. Bundy along the baseline, double teamed. He will be fouled by Kobe Levitt. Levitt has his first personal foul. 15 foul. Dixie has the ball out of bounds with 10.5 seconds left. Snow Canyon has one more foul to give before they put Dixie at the free throw line. 10.5 seconds left. Cody Bundy ready to inbound. Way out in front it comes to Goodman. Quickly to Garasoli. Garasoli double team. Gets it to Goodman. To Bundy. Bundy right down the lane. Layup will not go. And 2.3 seconds left. Is there a foul called? And there may be. And it may be on Snow Canyon. And it may be on Ben Lane. Bundy to shoot free throws. Bundy challenged. 2.3 seconds left. Do they say, yes, it's a foul on Lane. Two shots coming up for Cody Bundy. Ben Lane with his third personal foul, 16 foul, 2.3 seconds left in the game. Who shoots? It will be Cody Bundy. Bundy, if he hits either one, will give Dixie the lead. If he hits two, only way Snow Canyon will win will be by a three. Timeout, Snow Canyon. 2.3 seconds left, 57-57 the tie, back after this timeout. One, a very noisy Snow Canyon gym. Plenty of Dixie fans have made the trek all the way to the far end of St. George, the far west end of St. George. Snow Canyon fans are here. It's almost a packed house. Snow Canyon and Dixie, 57-57 tie. The idea was to get it to Cody Bundy where he could do something with it, and he went to the basket, floated up the layup, it hung on the rim and fell off to the left side, and the foul went to Ben Lane. That is the 16th foul, third personal on Lane, and Bundy stirred it up with 2.3 seconds left. Bundy an opportunity to give Dixie the lead and force Snow Canyon with two free throws. Snow Canyon will have to get a three to win. A two-pointer will send it into overtime. Dixie battling foul trouble tonight. And Cody Bundy is 1-for-2 on the night. Normally an outstanding free throw shooter. Cody Bundy trying to give Dixie the lead. Free throw up and good. Hit the front of the rim. Slipped through. 58-57. 2.3 seconds left. Cody Bundy trying to make it a two-point lead. That changes the strategy for Snow Canyon. Bundy, 58-57, Dixie. Free throw. No good. Rebound brought down by Lane. Timeout, Snow Canyon. 1:06 left in the ball game, or 1.6 seconds, I should say, left in the ball game. Snow Canyon with the strategy right now. 1.6 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. 58-57. Dixie has the one-point lead. The rebound almost came into the hands of Andre Sparks. And Ben Lane, who has had a tremendous defensive effort tonight on the board, but did commit the foul on Bundy, did prevent him from getting the layup. Lane may be our candidate for the Snow Canyon Defensive Player of the Game, as there are others also. John Hafen has had an outstanding night. Matt Hickman has had a good night again. Hafen may be our leading candidate. Theo Beck offensively has had a great game. Defensively has done some good things on the board, but hasn't had the huge defensive night. For Dixie, our locker room defensive player of the game, Cody Bundy has had another huge night. So has Brent Garasoli. Adam Monson had a big night with rebounds. It's going to be a tough one tonight on either side. Dixie does not want to commit the foul. 1.6 seconds left. Matt Hickman to inbound. Snow Canyon. Inbounds it comes down the sidelines to Hafen. Hafen loses the ball with 0.5 seconds left. Turnover by Snow Canyon. The baseball pass by Hickman went off the hands of Hafen. Cody Bundy inbounds to Sparks. That's the end of the ball game. Dixie hangs on for a 58-57 victory. What a wild one, and Snow Canyon gave it all they had tonight. A great comeback, and Dixie hanging on by the fingernails will share the lead with the winner of Cedar City and Pineview. Dixie will remain tied atop Region 9. Snow Canyon drops to 2-3 when they could have been in second place within 1 point. Tremendous effort. Casey Bundy and Ken Robinson giving handshakes and hugs right at midcourt. These two men have worked together for a long time, and the student almost got the teacher this time. 58-57, the final, Dixie over Snow Canyon. We'll be back, hopefully a visit with those coaches, the selection of our locker room defensive players of the game, and we will also be back with our final scoring totals. 58-57, the final, Dixie over Snow Canyon, back after this timeout. 4-3. Back here at Snow Canyon High School, where Snow Canyon gave Dixie all they could handle and almost more than they could handle. Final score 58-57. Dixie over Snow Canyon tonight, and we have Coach Casey Bundy has joined us now. And Coach, just an amazing comeback by your kids, and that's twice. The JV game was even more of a huge comeback, but you almost got the varsity tonight.
Yeah, just got to give the kids credit for battling back. You know, there were a lot of times through that game where they could have just, you know, quit and give up. And, it's just hard to work that hard and not get it. But I'm really proud of the kids for how hard they worked and how hard they played. And, they were so wound up from the first half that they forgot to play the game in the first half, and they relaxed in the second half. Came out and just played the game, and that's what I wanted them to do, and they did that in the second half. They did an excellent job in the second half.
Let's talk a little bit about negatives turned to positives. Turnovers in the first half, you had 10 in the first quarter unofficially. You cut that margin down quite a bit in the second half. You didn't turn the ball over nearly as much.
No, I think we had 14. We have it down for 14 in the first half and 8 in the second half, so
I had 15 and 8, so that's...
Yeah, pretty close. But I'll tell you what, that's about 10 too many. About 10 too many, and, you know, we just... it's hard because, you know, any one of those, you know, Johnny feels bad because he lost that ball at the end and probably thought he had a chance to shoot a shot off, or get a shot off, which he did. But, you know, there are 22 other, you know, mistakes to have to worry about that one that could have helped us. Not only that, we missed 5 front ends of 1-1s, and probably, you know, the only free throws we missed. but they happen to come the front part of one and ones. You know, Theo goes 7 for 7, and Ben goes 3 for 3, and we just had other guys that just kind of missed periodically a front end of a one and one, and we shoot 50% of those one and ones, and we're right there, you know. And so there's a lot of things through the game that, you know, hurt us. And Dixie shot the ball real well. I mean, when we played man, when we played zone, didn't matter what we ran, they were still hitting threes. And our kids just didn't get down. They just kept battling, and I'm really proud of them for that.
Let's talk a little bit about some adjustments at halftime. Dixie was getting some layups. They were getting inside, outside in that first half. They didn't have anything from inside in the second half. What did you do at halftime? That little zone defense seemed to clog it.
Yeah, I just think that we just, you know, we relaxed a little bit. You know, we talked about how they needed to see the floor and see players and get their head up and look around and use their peripheral vision and see people and just talk a little bit. And those were some of the things that we didn't do in the first half. You know, we were kind of had our blinders on a little bit, and the emotion of the game kind of forced us to have blinders, and we just didn't see the floor and lost people. You know, we talked about a little bit about, you know, some of the places they're going to be going. You know, they were a little more patient, so they didn't look for some of those things. But early in, well, and the other thing was we were trapping a little bit in the corner, and they were cutting really well to the bucket off of it and getting some easy layups. And so, or we were just fouling them, and they were getting free throws. So we didn't do that in the second half. So that was the only really small adjustment that we made, was just by not trapping the corner and just playing defense and trying to keep them in front of us.
Ben Lane had a tremendous night rebounding. He got a ton of rebounds tonight.
Yeah, we had him for 9. I don't know what you had him for. he had a great game, Ben did. You know, we talked about how everybody needed to rebound, but Ben really stepped it up in that area. Sometimes he tends to watch the game a little bit, but he really came to play tonight. And he did a heck of a job rebounding.
I know he got the last foul, but he prevented the layup in the process of doing it. But
yeah, I mean, that's a tough call. I think, I don't know. I don't want to say anything because it was such a great game. You know, it's hard when it comes down to a call at the end when it was really close. I mean, I thought he was there. You know, maybe he didn't hit him real square, but I've had an awful lot of charges called on me for not hitting the guy square, you know. So I don't know. It was unfortunate that it had to come down to a free throw, and then we didn't have much time to get a shot off. I was real happy for my kids that they played hard and kept in it and didn't let it get away from them and kept battling. We still got a lot of ball games to play, and we'll come ready to play again next week. Just keep having fun.
I would almost be tempted to give Ben Lane the locker room defensive player of the game for his rebounding and his hustle on both ends of the court.
I think that's an excellent choice. People don't realize that rebounding is an excellent defense. Anytime that you eliminate people from getting second chances, that's a great defense. I mean, that's an absolutely tremendous defense when people can't get, you know, offensive rebounds and put them back up for easy shots. And so that's an excellent choice.
Case in point, Adam Monson working his heart out underneath on the boards, and Lane just took a rebound away from him and ended up with a three-point play near the end of the ballgame.
Ben just works. He works. He's a hustler. He's an athlete. You know, he's just a good ball player, and he's a great kid, too.
Theo Beck, bottled up in the first half, hardly even got a chance to touch the ball. Dixie kept him under control. What happened in the second half? He went wild.
that was one of the other things we talked about at halftime was, geez, guys, we're not that great of shooters that we can't get the ball inside. And Theo's been having such good games lately. You know, it's too bad that we can't get him the ball a little more often. And I think that we started to look for it. In the first half, we didn't look. Our next pass was back out instead of looking. And so that we started doing that a little more, and Theo had a great game, you know, a great second half. He struggled in the first half, got out of it a little bit, and then he sat a little bit because we went with some different people, but he had a great game as well. Him and Ben had huge games for us.
Your team seems to be getting so close to getting just over the edge, you would have been right in the thick of things.
Yeah.
A three-way tie for second place if you get the win.
That would have been, it would have been nice, you know. But hopefully our kids will keep it in perspective, you know, and know that, hey, we're right there. And, you know, eliminate a few mistakes, just a few, and play basketball, and we'll be right there.
Still have a second half of the season.
Still got a second half of the season. You know, we make a run at that second half, and, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll come down to a nice big game at the end of the season with Dixie, and that would be fun.
Coach Casey Bundy, condolences on the loss. Congratulations on the huge comeback by Snow Canyon tonight. And in the JV game, too, down by 20 and come back and get the win. Congratulations on a great night of basketball.
Thank you. And, our, you know, our coaches do an excellent job, and I really appreciate all the hard work they put into it. And they're always giving me good ideas, and I appreciate their help as well.
Coach Casey Bundy with us from Snow Canyon. 58-57, the final for Dixie. We'll be back with more after this timeout. 3-2-1. Back here at Snow Canyon High School, both teams kind of lingering around a little bit. Snow Canyon a little bit shell-shocked after making a huge comeback against Dixie. Dixie with a 58-57 victory, and what a finish tonight. We have scores from around the region. Of course, you know about Pine View and Cedar City. Pine View defeating Cedar City tonight, 51-43. So Pine View and Dixie are tied for first place in the region. And Canyon View knocking off Hurricane tonight by a 52-40 margin. And Canyon View's for real. There's no question about that. Coach Ken Robinson has joined us now. And, Coach, what a wild, tremendous, great fans game this one was for for the fans on both sides to watch this one. This was a nail-biter.
I
got you out of breath a little bit, making the run.
Well,
up here.
You know, yeah, you said it all right there. It was very exciting for both sides, and it's a very good road victory for us. We've got to get it in our heads that we've got to come in and be ready to play, because everybody knows teams are out there that are getting tougher and tougher, and we need to keep pushing and match them. And with the energy and the rebounding, we obviously there were some things that we talked about after the ball game in the locker room, and a little late getting out. But you know, there's some things we've got to concentrate and get better at. We gave too many offensive boards tonight, and it's a situation where they crashed well, and especially Ben Lane got some offensive boards that really hurt us and put them back in, and he had a very good game against us. And that's just things that we're going to have to do a better job of, but an excellent, excellent win for us. That's for us to hold on and keep the composure, and I liked what I saw in going down the stretch and moving the basketball, and that middle opened right up for Cody to go up the middle and get on the free throw line. I mean, I think if Coach Bundy had that to do over again, you know, he would think, no matter what happens, we don't want Cody to get the ball up the middle and get on the free throw line. And it's a situation that after everyone touches the ball and everybody's moving and everybody's involved in it, then the middle opened up and there it was. So it's a situation I think that we'll get better at, and I think it's a situation that won us the ball game tonight.
It's ironic in a way that it was the middle, because the middle had gotten closed off on you in the second half.
It's very true. It's a situation where, you know, anytime that you're shooting the three-pointers, and what did we make tonight? Nine of them?
I had nine of them.
You know, and you're shooting that much outside, that middle's cut off, and we're not getting the things there, and we're moving the ball. But it's a situation that right down the stretch, it came to a basket right in close with a drive that got the job done and got us on the free throw line.
First quarter, you jump out and just shut down Snow Canyon, and every basket counts, even the first one of a ball game, one like this.
Yeah, every free throw, every basket, everything counted. And some of them we forget about because they're early in the game, but, you know, getting a good strong lead in here, we talked about that. It was critical that we come in and have a good first quarter and get a good strong start. And all the things that develop, there's no way that you're going to come in here in the last, you know, since the school opened. We have come over here and we have our runs and they have their runs, and it ends up being a tough ball game. And I think that I don't see any reason why that's going to change. You know, it's going to, with Coach Bundy's style and how hard those kids play for him, he's got them playing well, and they've got some offensive scorers. They've got some hustlers, some rebounders, and And in this gym especially, they're going to be very tough.
This is a very noisy gym.
Oh, it's loud. It is absolutely loud. You know, it's and it was rocking. It was rocking tonight, and it was a great basketball game, great high school game, and obviously a great win on the road for us.
Lots of individual heroes. Cody Bundy, another great defensive night.
He does a lot of things so well, and of course, getting it done down the stretch and getting on the free throw line, and but he defensively and offensively and everything, he did a couple things leadership wise out there tonight. I am glad to see him do. He encouragement on the other guys and talking to them as far as when somebody doesn't block out or somebody doesn't run the floor and get back on defense. And I think that a lot of guys respect him for what he's accomplished and who he is on the team, and that's why he's one of our team captains. And I saw some leadership here tonight.
Brent Garasoli, after being bottled up the last two ball games, he explodes tonight, especially with that three-pointer.
Well, with his abilities and his offensive skills and how hard he hustles, he's not going to stay down long. You know, he was going to erupt and he was going to have a good offensive show, and he did. And it's... he came through on a very critical night that we needed him.
You had an interesting group of heroes. Adam Monson at times, Andre Sparks occasionally in there. Larry Stevenson gave you some good moments in that first half, some huge things.
Well, we got those guys in foul trouble, you know. We using typically all four of them at those two spots and rotating them in, and we needed them, all four guys tonight, you know, as we were getting in foul trouble. But they all did a good job.
Good evening and welcome to the Warrior Gym at Snow Canyon High School, where we're about to bring you Dixie versus Snow Canyon, a dandy matchup between two outstanding Region 9 teams. The difference? A matter of one game, as Dixie comes in with a 3-1 record in league play. Snow Canyon comes in with a 2-2 record and having feelings about moving up in the standings in Region 9. This will be the first time these two teams have met this year. Dixie coming up with an 11-2 record overall, losing just in the semifinals of the Page High School tournament, and then also losing in the second game of Region 9 play when Dixie was knocked off by Pineview High School. And that was a big upset for Dixie, and Pineview proved that they were going to be a factor. Wednesday turned things around. Snow Canyon with a win at Hurricane, Canyonview with a huge win at Pineview, and Dixie coming from behind to beat Cedar City. Now there's a three-way tie for first place in Region 9 basketball. As Cedar City and Pineview, of course, meeting tonight, and you already know the outcome of that one, and Dixie taking on Snow Canyon. Hurricane and Canyonview battling at the bottom end of the league right now, and Hurricane desperately in need of a win tonight. We'll have that final score for you before the night is over also between Hurricane and Canyonview. But tonight let's talk Snow Canyon and Dixie. Part of the story here is a rematch, a reunion every time Snow Canyon plays Dixie. Last year and this, it is former Dixie High School star Casey Bundy coaching Snow Canyon, and yes, former Dixie High School assistant Casey Bundy. He was an assistant with Coach Ken Robinson before moving over to coach the Warriors. A wild, wild evening so far, as the junior varsity matchup ended up with Snow Canyon pulling out a victory 82-78 after trailing by as much as 20 points in the ball game and trailing by 17 going into the fourth quarter. Snow Canyon, a furious fourth-quarter rush, and caught Dixie and passed them and picked up the victory in the junior varsity, 82-78. Some of the Snow Canyon fans feeling that there is a mood in the air about a possible upset. Dixie comes in as the favorite, and so far, the visiting teams have not done badly in Region 9 play. Sometimes, the home team has been a little bit tight compared to the visiting team, and that's made for some excellent ball games so far this year. We'll be back, take a look at the starting lineups of the Snow Canyon Warriors and the Dixie High School Flyers back after this timeout. We mentioned the Snow Canyon Warriors come into this ball game with a 2-2 record in league play and 6-8 overall. But if you look after their first four games, which happen to be losses, Snow Canyon has rallied and has gone 6-4 the rest of the way. So that 6-8 record is actually 6-4. They have won two out of their last three, and five out of their last eight ball games have been victories for the Snow Canyon Warriors. Warriors tonight, the home team, will be starting at guard. Number 13, a 6-foot senior, Matt Hickman. Also starting in the backcourt is 5-foot, 8-inch senior, John Hafen. One of the changes for Snow Canyon High School was to go a little bit bigger, and that seemed to spark Snow Canyon. Theo Beck, who was a reserve earlier, has become a starter and a producing starter for the Snow Canyon Warriors. The 6'6 junior starts at center. 6 foot 2-inch senior Ben Lane starts up front, and 6 foot 3-inch senior Rashad Swenson starts up front. For Dixie High School, Corey Wegkamp in backcourt, along with Cody Bundy, Brent Garasoli, Andre Sparks, and Adam Monson. Back with the beginning of this ball game after this timeout. Plenty of sports coming up this weekend on KSDI and KZEZ. Tomorrow morning, before we get into the Snow Canyon Dixie game, a reminder, tomorrow morning we have at 11:45 the University of Utah going against UNLV. We'll have that one for you. We'll also have, following that, the L.A. Lakers at Seattle in a major Western Conference game, Pacific Division in the NBA. We'll join that one in progress tomorrow. Then Sunday, we'll begin with Illinois versus Michigan at high noon and follow that with the Super Bowl. That will be on both KSDI and KZEZ, as will the University of Utah basketball game. Super Bowl, Denver versus Green Bay. So be listening for that beginning at 3:45 Sunday afternoon on both KSDI and KZEZ. About ready to get underway, looking for Dixie across that front line at 6'4" and 6'2" and really three perimeter ball players beyond that, as Brent Garasoli is only 5'11", but rebounds well. Cody Bundy, 5'11", he jumps extremely well. And Corey Wegkamp at a 5 foot 10 inch junior. But Coach Ken Robinson has been going deep into his lineup. And so has Coach Casey Bundy. Casey Bundy has been going deep into his lineup, too. I've mentioned that Matt Hickman was number 13. He was earlier in the year. He's number 11 right now. Matt Hickman wearing that number 11. Ben Lane at 6'2". Theo Beck at 6'6". And Rashad Swenson at roughly 6'3". That's the front line. John Hafen at 5'8". And Matt Hickman at 6 feet with some muscle. So if you're looking at size, Snow Canyon has a little size on Dixie tonight. Dixie may have a little bit of an advantage on quickness, although John Hafen is one of the quickest ball players in the conference. And as we get here at Snow Canyon, remembrance of last week when we were at Canyon View High School, because it was a very lively, very noisy gym, and it's like that once again here at the Warrior Gym. It's a very lively, noisy gym here at Snow Canyon High School. So the Warriors and the Flyers about ready to tip off on KSDI and KZEZ. Jumping center will be Adam Monson. And let's see if it'll be Rashad Swenson or Theo Beck. Theo Beck is 6'6", string bean of a ball player, but he has come on strong and has played very well. In fact, has been in double figures in each of the last two ball games. Ben Lane has put together three double-figure ball games with losses at Cedar City and at Pineview, and against Pineview, those are the two losses by Snow Canyon in league play so far. For Dixie, the only loss has been to Pineview. Attempt controlled by Monson and Beck. Both of them slap at it. It's out of bounds. Rejump. Tap controlled into the hands of Cody Bundy. Bundy with a blue uniform on tonight. At the angle, it goes to Corey Wegkamp. Wegkamp brings it out near the 10-second line. Matt Hickman, one of the best defensive players for Snow Canyon, gets the 5-second call on Wegkamp, forces the turnover. So Dixie with a turnover right off the bat, and that's been a problem for Dixie of late. Turnovers for the Flyers. Into forecourt, John Haven at the angle. It goes to Ben Lane. Back out in front, it comes to Hickman. Hickman head fakes, drives down the lane, dishes into the corner, throws it away. Turnover by Snow Canyon. So return serve. Snow Canyon got the ball on turnovers. Give it up on a turnover. Dixie with the basketball once again. Nobody's taking a shot. Just underway. Wegkamp to the baseline. It goes to Sparks. Jump shot up. Too hard. Rebound brought down by C.O. Beck. Outlet pass comes to John Haven. Haven head fakes, goes to the baseline and has the ball knocked away by Andre Sparks. Sparks with a huge, huge defensive ball game two nights ago against Canyon View. Inbounds, it comes around to the left corner. Jump shot out of the corner by Lane. No good on the three-pointer. High for the rebound. Cody Bundy, lead pass to Garasoli, who lays it up and in. Dixie got the fast break, got the 2 points, and it's 2-0 Dixie right off the bat. Full court pressure and a trap by Dixie. Snow Canyon should be familiar with this. Still in backcourt is Lane. Gets it to John Haven. Now numbers for Snow Canyon. 4-on-3. Snow Canyon across the 10-second line holds it up as Dixie's back defensively. Adam Monson trying to front Rashad Swenson. Bounce pass goes to Swenson now at the high post. Double team on the basketball to Lane, to Matt Hickman. Hickman into the corner to Haven, who has been shooting the ball a little more of late and more accurately. Hickman to Haven. Haven drives at the angle, dishes out way out in front to Ben Lane. Lane fakes the pass down underneath, instead passes to Hickman, to Swenson, who makes a move in the lane and turns the ball over. Travel call on Rashad Swenson, and Casey Bundy a little upset. One shot, and that one was missed by Snow Canyon. Dixie with a 2-0 lead, but they had the huge lead in the JV game, and Snow Canyon came back. Corey Wegkamp at the angle, it goes to Garasoli. Underneath to Bundy, all alone, bank shot, good. Bundy got the double screen, came around along the baseline, and was left all alone. Got the pass, got the basket. 4-0, Dixie. Into forecourt, it comes to Ben Lane. Pass underneath, knocked away, off the hands of Andre Sparks. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Snow Canyon with their first substitution of the night, Brian Levitt into the lineup. Levitt struggled a little bit early in the year, but has been getting more and more action off the bench. Levitt replacing Rashad Swenson, going a little smaller now, a little quicker lineup. Lane inbounds through the hands of Beck, picked up by Cody Bundy. Another turnover by Snow Canyon, stolen from behind by Matt Hickman. So turnover, turnover. Pass in the lane, goes to Beck, hooks it up with the right hand and gets it. Make it a 4-2 lead for Dixie as the Flyers hustling up court. Cody Bundy across the 10-second line, taking a swipe at the basketball is Haven. Bundy starting to make the move. Bounce pass kicked out of bounds by Haven. 4-2, Dixie with the lead. 5:43 left in the first quarter of play. We'll make a selection of our locker room defensive play of the game on each side and our locker room defensive player on each side. Inbounds to Wegkamp. Three-pointer, good. Quick inbounds pass to Wegkamp. Left alone, hits the three-pointer. Trapped by Dixie. It's a 7-2 lead by the Flyers. Snow Canyon still in backcourt. Gets the pass to Theo Beck. Beck goes to John Haven. Haven controlling the ball. Back out in front attempts to Matt Hickman. Hickman drives. Head fakes. Can't get the shot away. Hickman almost loses the ball. Dishes off to Brian Levitt. Levitt to the left side to Haven. Haven into the corner. Comes back out in front to Levitt. Back to Haven. Three-pointer out of the corner. Over the basket. Rebound. Hickman put it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound taken by Garasoli. Garasoli in with the big guys. Got it with the left hand. Brought it down and controlled the rebound. Bundy, top of the key, three-pointer, soft off the front of the rim, bounces too hard, off the hands of Dixie on the rebound, out of bounds to Snow Canyon. 4:55 left in the first quarter of play. It's 7-2, Dixie with the lead. Lane, quick inbounds, trying to break the press. Hickman drives it into forecourt. Hickman right at the free throw line, bounce pass stolen by Wegkamp. Wegkamp coming the other way, another turnover by Snow Canyon. Wegkamp holds it up as Snow Canyon is back defensively. To the right side it goes to Bundy. He'll rise for three. Shot short. Rebound brought down by Brian Levitt.
Here comes Snow Canyon again. Hafen right to the basket, lays it up, no good. Rebound by Beck, no good. Rebound taken by Garasoli. Garasoli got a hand on the fingertip on the rebound attempt by Beck. To the baseline it goes to Monson. Jump shot from Tim, good. Assist to Garasoli. Monson gets his first basket. Timeout, Snow Canyon. 4:16 left in the first quarter of play. 9-2. Dixie with the lead over Snow Canyon. 20-second timeout for Snow Canyon. We'll be back after this timeout. 2-1. Todd Rignell into the lineup for Dixie as Dixie starting to use the bench. Rignell, the first man in, will replace whom? That's the next question. Will it be Monson or Sparks who will sit? It will be Sparks who gets the breather. Monson got the good shot right off of that. So Dixie will go a little taller with Rignell at 6'3", replacing the 6'2" Andre Sparks. Beck, Hickman, Brian Levitt, Ben Lane and John Hafen for Snow Canyon. Snow Canyon with the basketball. Still just the 2 points. Pass underneath. Stolen by Rignell. Knocked away. Picked up by Cody Bundy. Another turnover by Snow Canyon. Bundy into forecourt. Going against Lane. A blocking foul will go to Ben Lane. Lane trying to cut off Bundy. Gets the first personal foul of the night. First team foul on either side. Into the lineup for the first time comes Colby Levitt. Levitt in. Will replace Matt Hickman. So Snow Canyon will go smaller at the guard line and a little quicker, just a little quicker. Cody Bundy way out in front. It comes to Wegkamp. Wegkamp seems primed before this ball game, playing very well. He may be as healthy as he's been for a while. To the left side, it goes to Garasoli. Set shot for three, and Garasoli drills it. Garasoli, red hot as he has two baskets. Pass into forecourt, comes to Beck. 12-2. Dixie with the lead over Snow Canyon. Into the corner, it goes to Brian Levitt. Levitt looks for help, back into the corner to Lane. Out in front, it comes to Colby Levitt, back to Ben Lane. Dixie very active defensively, just clogging the passing lanes on Snow Canyon. At the point, it goes to Colby Levitt. Penetrates, dishes off to Brian Levitt. Head fakes, doesn't take the shot. Can't get the shot away. Back out in front, it comes to Colby Levitt. Three-pointer, no good. Long rebound comes to Brian Levitt, to John Hafen. Hafen picked up by Wegkamp. Dixie stays on defense in a hurry. Monson doing a good job underneath on Beck, not getting the ball right now. Actually, a double team on Beck, trying to keep him from getting the ball. To the baseline to Hafen. Jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Bundy. Reach in foul will go to Brian Levitt. Brian Levitt slapped the ball away from Bundy and got a lot of wrist on that one. Ready to come in for Dixie will be Larry Stevenson. Also coming in will be Matt Goodman. And in for Snow Canyon will be Rashad Swenson once again. So Stevenson in for the first time tonight. Stevenson has been quite a defensive find and has been making an occasional offensive move, passing the ball very well for Dixie. For Rashad Swenson, he's had a tremendous year as a senior and has gotten red hot at times. Cody Bundy, cross-court pass, brings it right back to Wegkamp. Baseline jump shot, too long. Rebound, hustling after it. Ball knocked away from Snow Canyon, picked up by Bundy. 10-footer, good. Cody Bundy has his second basket of the night, make it a 14-2 lead. Dixie with a lead. Colby Levitt in backcourt, brings it into forecourt. Ball knocked away by Wegkamp, and Wegkamp has the foul. A little late whistle. Wegkamp reached for the basketball, got forearm. First personal foul on Wegkamp, first team foul on Dixie. Ready to come in will be Shane Parishon, still trying to overcome that long and disastrous bout with the flu. Wegkamp to get a breather. Wegkamp has played very well in this ball game. 2:39 left in the first quarter. Dixie with a 14-2 lead. Colby Levitt. On the left side, it goes to Brian Levitt. To the baseline, to John Hafen. Double team. Quickly out in front, it comes to Brian Levitt. Back to Hafen. Three-pointer out of the corner. That one's no good. Rebound brought down by Shane Parishon. Double team. Reach and foul will go to Ben Lane. Lane has his second. As Snow Canyon anxious to get the ball back. They are just not shooting well. Snow Canyon working hard to get their shots. Dixie not allowing a lot of good shots. Struggling. And when they get the shots, not hitting them. Hafen was wide open and has missed two out of the corner. Back into the lineup, Matt Hickman and Ben Lane to sit down with 2:09 left in the first quarter of play. Parishon with the basketball. Out in front it comes to Stevenson, to Goodman.
Left side, it goes to Cody Bundy. Skip pass cross court to Rignell. Wants to take the three, does it, to Cody Bundy. Bundy drives to the base, to the free throw line, takes the shot, no good. Rebound, right there for the rebound is Matt Hickman. Snow Canyon wants to run. Hickman right down the lane with the left hand. It rolls in. There's a foul. Hickman, beautiful drive to the basket. Foul will belong to Dixie, and it belongs to number 24, Cody Bundy. Chance for the three-point play as Hickman went right to the basket, right down the lane. Had a roll all the way around the basket and finally slip in with the left hand. Great shot by Matt Hickman. Hickman at the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play, does so. 3 points on the night for Hickman. It's a 14-5 lead for Dixie. A minute 47 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie does not want to let Snow Canyon up. The JV found out about that one. Matt Goodman with the basketball to the high post. It goes to Stevenson. Stevenson, bounce pass. No, it's stolen away. Turnover by Dixie. Lead pass comes to Colby Levitt, who loses the ball out of bounds. So turnover. Snow Canyon with six in this first quarter. Dixie with three. Now Snow Canyon will put the clamps on. A little pressure. Pass comes to Parrishon. Two on two. No advantage. Parrishon's with the basketball. Skip pass cross court to Bundy. He'll let fly from three. Shot no good. Tap up and in by Matt Goodman. Goodman knuckled that one up and in. He and Stevenson both went after the basketball, but it was Goodman that got one, that one up and in. Pass stolen by Cody Bundy. Turnover. Bounce pass intended for Stevenson. Kicked out of bounds by Snow Canyon. Bundy just leaped high and got the pass. Bundy, an amazingly quick jumper with amazingly quick hands. 16-5, Dixie with the advantage. Bundy ready to inbound, does so to Goodman. To Parrishon, left corner, goes to Stevenson. Along the baseline, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Stevenson, bounces once, lays it up and in. Stevenson, muscling hard underneath. It's an 18-5 lead, Dixie. Ball knocked away by Parrishon, picked up by Bundy. To Stevenson, travel call. Stevenson trying to go to the basket. So back-to-back turnovers with 47.6 seconds left. Parrishon almost got a kicking the violation on the basketball. That ricocheted off his foot, probably should have been. Back to Snow Canyon. Bounce pass. Still in backcourt. Double-teaming backcourt is Brian Levitt. The pass goes to Colby Levitt, pushing it in forecourt to the baseline. It goes to Hafen. Back to Matt Hickman. Hickman at the baseline, can't get the shot away. Back out in front to Colby Levitt, right side to John Hafen. Trying to find Swinson down low, cannot. To Brian Levitt, his pass stolen by Stevenson. Great defensive play by Stevenson. 9 turnovers by Snow Canyon, a lot of those forced by the Dixie defense. Cody Bundy. Bundy looks for help, pass goes to Rignell. Rignell makes the move, pass deflected, stolen right back by Snow Canyon with a quick hand. Hafen right to the basket, drives, offensive foul. Hafen laid the ball up and in. Bundy got there, and Hafen gets the offensive foul. His first takeaway of the basket, fourth team foul. And another turnover by Snow Canyon. Painful because that cost them 2 points. 5.9 seconds passed, thrown away by Parrishon, picked up by Snow Canyon. Hafen underneath, taken by Brian Levitt. End of the first quarter, any fouls called. A lot of action underneath the basket. At the end of one quarter, it's an 18-5 lead. Dixie over Snow Canyon, and this one promises to get closer back after this timeout. Snow Canyon got hotter and hotter in that JV game. They need some good perimeter shooting. Pass goes to Garasoli in the lane. Ball stolen away. Coming back the other way, Colby Levitt with the basketball. So a turnover by Dixie here in the second quarter of play. Matt Hickman with the basketball. Quint Alexander into the lineup for the first time for Dixie. Alexander played quite a bit in that JV game also and was part of the keys to winning the Wednesday night. Matt Hickman, jump pass to the right side, goes to Hafen. Hafen starts to make the move, cut off, brings it back out in front to Hickman. Hickman at the free throw line, dishes to the left side to Colby Levitt, travel call. Colby Levitt, little head fake, and lost the ball. So each team with a turnover here in the second quarter of play. Snow Canyon will put on the full court pressure. Inbounds comes to Corey Wegkamp. Wegkamp, Sparks still in backcourt.
Alexander to Wegkamp. Wegkamp loses the ball, stolen by Snow Canyon. Hathan out in front of everybody, slapped away by Alexander, and they're going to call a foul on Alexander. It looked like a clean block by Alexander, but he got a little frustrated. Picked up the foul. That is the third team foul, and Hathan will shoot two. So here in the second quarter, we're just a little over a minute into the second quarter, and Dixie has been outscored 3-0. Timeout, Dixie. A brief timeout, 18-8, Dixie with the lead over Snow Canyon. We'll be back after this timeout. 18-8, Dixie with the lead. John Hathan at the free throw line finally drilled one of those corner shots as he got the three-pointer. Hathan at the free throw line shooting a couple. 6:56 left in the first half. Hathan, first shot is up and soft and good. Hathan, 4 points on the night. That makes it 18-9. Early in the ball game, Snow Canyon, it looked like a huge margin, but that starts to carve away, and there's plenty of time left. Second free throw good, so Hathan has all 5 points here in the second quarter, and Snow Canyon with the full court pressure. Adam Monson back into the lineup to Alexander to Corey Wegkamp as Bundy's getting the breather to Monson to Alexander. Alexander down the sidelines to Wegkamp. Pulls up, 10-footer, bank shot, no good. Rebound tapped around, taken by Hickman. Fast break, Snow Canyon. 2-on-2, Hickman right to the basket, left hands it up and in. Hickman once again gets the basket. That's 7 unanswered points by Snow Canyon. Pass thrown away, stolen by Snow Canyon. The Warriors with the basketball, 18-12. Foul will go to Clint Alexander. Alexander picking up fouls, two quick ones. Alexander comes out, and Cody Bundy back in. Ben Lane back in for Snow Canyon. And let's see who goes out. It will be Rashad Swenson who gets the breather. Swenson had a huge ball game earlier this year. Just kept hitting free throws coming down the wire as Snow Canyon picked up a big victory here at home. At the angle, it goes to John Hathan, back to Colby Levitt. Levitt starts to make the move, cut off by Wegkamp. Colby Levitt looking for someone to pass it to, gets it to Hickman. Hickman, a quarterback on the football team, and does a little bit of that on the basketball team, although Hathan really is the point guard. Hickman almost travels, just lofts off a shot, and a foul will go to Hickman on the rebound. Cody Bundy got in front of Hickman. Hickman about to travel. Good heads-up play, just lofted the set shot and almost had it fall. But on the rebound, Bundy got the rebound, and Hickman fouled him. Inbounds, it comes to Bundy. Light lead pass comes to Wegkamp. Wegkamp goes around to Beck. Head fakes back into the corner. Sparks for three, hits it. Andre Sparks will step for three out of the corner. First basket in the second quarter for Dixie. Makes it 21-12. Dixie over Snow Canyon. Hickman looks for help, trying to get it down low to Beck, and Beck has been bottled up to Colby Levitt at the right side. Back out in front, it comes to John Hathan. Backing away, picked up by Wegkamp. The bounce pass down low goes to Beck, and a grab. Nope, they say a push-off by Beck. Beck with a push-off to get the basketball. That will count as a turnover, and a foul will belong to Beck. Casey Bundy's going to argue on that one. A couple of veteran officials here tonight. And Casey Bundy arguing about that one. Not getting anywhere. The press broken with a pass to Monson into forecourt. Snow Canyon back defensively. Pass comes back to Cody Bundy. So Dixie breaking the press easily against Snow Canyon. At the right angle, it goes to Monson. His bounce pass kicked by Snow Canyon out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Or in forecourt, I should say, at their own baseline. 5:20 left in the first half of play. Dixie with just a three-pointer in this second quarter. Inbounds comes to Wegkamp. Another quick three-pointer off the front of the rim. Lane right in great position to get the rebound to Hickman. Drives to the basket. Misses the shot. There will be a foul. Let's see who gets it. Will it be on Dixie? And it may be on Andre Sparks, a little push-off. Sparks with personal foul number one. Team foul number five on Dixie. 16 fouls on Snow Canyon. Into the lineup comes Parachance. And who gets the breather? Parachance in, and somebody has to come out. It'll be Corey Wegkamp.
Out of bounds to Snow Canyon at their own baseline. Hickman ready to inbounds, trying to get it inbounds to Rashad Swenson, who's back in. Now they get the pass to Swenson, and banks it home. Assist by John Hafen, who cut across the top of the lane and dishes underneath to Swenson. Pass thrown away, picked up by Hickman. Turnover by Dixie again. Here comes Snow Canyon, 21-14. Pass to the baseline to Swenson, rises for 12. A shot no good. From 12, rebound Cody Bundy. Huge rebounding night for Bundy. Bundy being dogged by Snow Canyon. Underneath the Sparks gets away. Bank shot no good. Rebound. Let's see who they have the foul on. It may be on Monson on the rebound. Sparks going after the rebound, and Monson with the foul underneath. That is the 16th foul on Dixon. So as hot as Dixie was in the first quarter, they have had some duds as far as offensive second quarters, and they only have the 1 3-pointer thus far. 21-14, Dixie still with the advantage. Snow Canyon getting some momentum, though. Hickman into the corner. It goes to Hafen. Back at the angle, it goes to Hickman. Hickman right to the free throw line. Jump shot. Good. And no. Spins in and out. Followed up and in by Lane. It looked like it was going to go down. Spun down and spun right back out. But Lane put it back up and in. Bounce pass, Garasoli goes to Sparks. Baseline jump shot, good. Sparks hardly ruffles the net. He has all 5 points here in the second quarter, 23-16. Dixie still by seven. Dixie will extend out the defense just a little bit. At the angle, it goes to John Hafen. Hafen into the corner. Hickman will set for three out of the left corner. Shot no good. Rebound, Lane puts it up and in. Ben Lane pounding the boards. Has had three straight double-figure ball games. Has 4 points tonight. Bounce pass to Garasoli. Clears the press into forecourt. To Bundy, three-point attempt up, no good. Flying for the basket as Sparks misses the follow-up shot, and Monson gets called with a foul on the rebound. Monson now has two. That is a 17 foul. It's 1-1 coming up for Snow Canyon. So Dixie losing their touch that they had in the first quarter, and Snow Canyon getting hot like Dixie was in the first quarter. Into the lineup, Brian Hatch for Snow Canyon. John Hafen to sit down. In is Todd Rignell, and Adam Monson to sit down for Dixie. Matt Hickman at the free throw line. Hickman, 1 for 1, has 5 points. Free throw, no good. Rebound, tapped around, grabbed by Lane, hooks it up and in. Battle for the basketball, and Lane out jumped Dixie for the ball. It's a 3-point lead, 23-20, and the gym is getting noisier. At the left side, it goes to Parashonk. Into the corner for Rignell. Dixie looking a little shaken. Skip pass intended for Monson. Monson is in there. It's Sparks that was taken out. To the high post, it goes to Bundy. Right side, it goes to Monson. Monson, with the left-handed dribble, leaves it for Rignell. Into the corner to Garasoli. Garasoli and Hickman picks up the foul. Garasoli starts to make the move. Hickman bumped him with the chest. That's personal foul number two on Hickman, and the 17th foul, 1-1 coming up for Garasoli. 23-20, Dixie by a scant 3 points. Hafen back in, Brian Levitt back in, and Matt Hickman to sit down. It will be Lane, Swenson, and Hatch, the other three, for Snow Canyon. Parashon, Rignell, Monson, Garasoli, and Bundy. Garasoli, free throw, good! Garasoli with the first free throw. White and black balloons, long balloons a la the Delta Center being waved behind the basket. Garasoli doesn't even look until it's time to take the shot. Steadies himself, shot up and good. Garasoli hits two. 7 points on the night, Dixie by five, 25-20. 3:02 left in the first half of play. Some great defensive plays already. And lots of candidates for the locker room defensive player of the game. Double team on Swenson. Ball knocked away by Rignell. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Not as many turnovers in the second quarter as in the first quarter, especially for Snow Canyon. Out of bounds, Brian Levitt ready to inbounds for the Warriors. Levitt way out in front. It comes to John Hafen out near the 10-second line. Dixie in that matchup zone. Monson trying to clog the middle. On the right side, it goes to Brian Levitt. Levitt into the right corner to Hatch. Back out in front to Brian Levitt. Starts to make the move. Travel call. That's turnover number three this quarter. 13 on the night for Snow Canyon. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. 25-20. Dixie with the lead. 2:40 left in the first quarter. Huge first quarter lead by Dixie has been carved down by Snow Canyon. Garasoli to Rignell at the baseline. Dishes back to Monson. Back out in front. Garasoli, three-pointer, no good. Long rebound, Parachant. Double team. Parachant comes out with a dribble to Bundy. Bundy to the left side to Rignell. Against that matchup zone by Snow Canyon. Pass goes to Garasoli as he goes up. Foul will go to Hafen. Hafen had to reach across Garasoli to get the basketball. Garasoli and Hafen, longtime Little League pals. They played baseball together for years and years and years, and then against each other in high school. Hafen goes to the bench with two personal fouls. That is the 18th foul on Snow Canyon. As Colby Levitt back in. Garasoli is 2 for 2 on the night. Needs the first to get the second. It's a 1-1 situation. Garasoli steadies himself. Free throw is up and no good. No, it's a 2-shot foul. Misses the first. It spins in and out. Garasoli not quite as dead on as he was in the first part of the year, but still pretty heavy as far as his shooting ability. Second free throw up and good. Has 1 out of 2. Dixie by 6. 26-20. Dixie will extend out the defense just a little bit. Colby Levitt at midcourt gets it to Brian Hatch. With Hafen out of there, Dixie will try to take advantage. Ball knocked away, stolen by Cody Bundy. Bundy, quick hands. Lead pass comes to Parachant right at the baseline. Parachant right back to the baseline, takes the jump shot and hits it. Shane Parachant, trapped along the baseline, just rose up and plunked it in. 28-20, 8-point lead by Dixie. Colby Levitt. Into forecourt, it goes to the high post to Lane. Turnaround jump shot, good. Ben Lane, 4 baskets all this half. It's 28-22. Cody Bundy will rise for 3 and hit it. Cody Bundy came right down to the top of the key and hit the 3. 31-22. Lead pass to Brian Hatch at the baseline. Back out in front to Levitt, to Lane. Lane leans in, bank shot too hard. Rebound, and we may have a foul on Dixie underneath. Parachant pushing off. Parachant with personal foul number 1. That is the 18th foul. Swenson got the long rebound and was about to go up for the shot. Into the lineup, Jake Ellison about ready to come in, but he's in. He'll be in for Brian Hatch. Hatch to shoot 1-1. Stevenson in. Bundy to sit down. Wakecamp in. Also to sit down will be Monson. Free throw up, no good. Rebound tapped around, saved by Rignell into the hands of Garasoli. So Hatch misses the free throw. Front end of the 1-1 to Stevenson. Dumps it off to Wakecamp. Offensive foul will go to Stevenson. Stevenson, did they say player control? Yes. That is the 19th foul, so will not be a 1-1 coming up. Jake Ellison is in the lineup for the first time for Snow Canyon. Now the question is, did they give it off? The official will say after the pass, it's 1-1. It wasn't an offensive foul. Dave Clark, the off official, the offside official, saying it is a 1-1. It was after the pass that the foul was committed. Brian Levitt to shoot 1-1, needs the first to get the second. First one is no good. High for the rebound, Garasoli. So once again, Snow Canyon misses the front end of a 1-1. That's 3 of them that they've missed. Corey Wegkamp to the left side. It goes to Rignell. Drives to the baseline. Can't get the shot away. Back to Wegkamp. Wegkamp back to Rignell. Rignell along the baseline against Lane. Can't get the shot away. Now hooks the pass way out in front to Garasoli. Garasoli can't get the shot away to Stevenson. Right side it goes to Wegkamp. Bounce pass to Parachant. Parachant comes out on the dribble, back into the corner to Garasoli. Dixie being patient. 44 seconds left in the first half of play. 31-22, Dixie by 9. To Garasoli, skip pass to Wegkamp, has an ocean from 3, doesn't take it. Back to Garasoli. Garasoli doesn't take the pass, shot, back to Wegkamp into the corner. Parachant doesn't take it. Now he'll take the two-pointer and miss it. Rebound, Stevenson puts it up and in. Stevenson slapped the ball hard as he grabbed it with that big right hand and put it back up and in. 20 seconds left in the first half of play. It's an 11-point lead by Dixie, 33-22. At the angle, Ellison into the corner. Pass comes right back to Ellison.
Ellison goes to the top of the key, bounce pass, knocked away, almost lost by Levitt. It is. Colby Levitt loses the ball. Dixie forces the turnover. That is another turnover for Snow Canyon. Cody Bundy in, Larry Stevenson to sit down. Dixie with plenty of perimeter shooters right now. Barajant into Cody Bundy with 5 seconds left. Bundy almost loses the ball, picks up the ball again, forces the three-pointer, and just hits the edge of the rim. So Dixie doesn't get a real good shot at the end. At the end of the first half, Snow Canyon makes a run at Dixie, gets close within three, but Dixie has a 33-22 halftime lead. Let's take this time out. We'll be back with the first half scoring totals. Dixie by 11 at the half. 33-22, back after this timeout. End of the first half, Snow Canyon made quite a run after Dixie jumped out to a 16-2 lead. Snow Canyon came back, cut it to an 18-5 first quarter lead for Dixie. But that 13-point lead was huge for the Flyers, and they needed every bit of it because Snow Canyon made a run right off the bat, scoring the first 7 points of the second quarter. And coming back with a big second quarter to score 17 points in that second quarter. But Dixie came back and right at the end pulled out again to take an 11-point lead, 33-22. Here's how the first half scoring went. Jake Ellison off the bench did not score. Colby Levitt off the bench also did not score. Brian Levitt came off the bench, went 0-for-1 from the free throw line. This could be a lot tighter if Snow Canyon had hit the front ends of their 1-and-1 situation, as the free throw shooting has not been that sharp for Snow Canyon. That's as far as the reserves go. Now, as far as the starters are concerned, Matt Hickman with a couple of field goals, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points here in the first half of play. For John Hafen, 2-for-2 from the free throw line and a three-pointer for a total of 5 first half points. For Hafen, he hit his first half points all at the beginning of the second quarter of play. In fact, he had outscored Dixie 5-0 in that second quarter at one point. And so that's how he got his 5 points. As far as Ryan Hatch, I didn't mention him. Reserve in that first half, went 0-for-1 from the free throw line and did not score. Now the rest of the starters, Theo Beck, who has been a power for Snow Canyon, has been clogged up by Dixie, as Beck has just been shut right down by the Flyers. Only one basket, a total of 2 points. And he had the only basket for Snow Canyon for quite a while in that first quarter. Rashad Swenson held to just one second quarter basket. But Ben Lane hit the boards hard and did an excellent job. 4 field goals, a total of 8 points in that first half of action. And there you have the 22 points for Snow Canyon. Here's how the 33 points for Dixie is distributed. Shane Parashamp came off the bench, hit 1 out of 2 baskets for a total of 2 points. Clint Alexander just struggled when he came off the bench, played only in the second quarter and not very long. He picked up 2 quick fouls. Matt Goodman got a good tap in for a basket as Cody Bundy missed the shot, and Matt Goodman knuckled that one back up and in. Went off his knuckles up and in for a total of 2 points. Larry Stevenson has matched his career high already with 2 baskets, 1 in each quarter. He has not scored a whole bunch for Dixie, but has gotten some huge rebounds. A total of 4 points for Stevenson here in the first quarter of play, first half of play. Todd Rignell off the bench has not been allowed to get loose, and so he has not had any points. Snow Canyon doing a good job on Rignell. So Dixie has gone 5 players deep off the bench and has 6 points off the bench. For Snow Canyon, their bench has produced no points. So no scoring by the benchmen for Snow Canyon. Among the starters for Dixie, Corey Wagkamp drilled a three-pointer on an inbounds pass, and that's been his sum total of scoring thus far. Cody Bundy with 2 field goals that were two-pointers in the first quarter, then added a three-pointer in the second quarter, has a total of 7 points for the Flyers.
Brent Garasoli, after having back-to-back non-double-figure ball games, has a two-pointer, a three-pointer, and 3-for-4 from the free throw line, a total of 8 first-half points. So he's starting to score like he did earlier in the year. For Andre Sparks, he hit a two-pointer and a three-pointer in that second quarter, and for a while he was the sum total of the offense for Dixie High School. And Adam Monson, a nice little jump shot from along the baseline, has a total of 2 points on the night. And that's how the 33 points shake out for Dixie. At the half, it's 33-22. Dixie over Snow Canyon. Back with a look at the girls' action and the beginning of the second half after this timeout. Second half of action about to get underway shortly. Some of the stories of that first half. Dixie with 6 turnovers in the first quarter, 4 in the second quarter, for a total of 10 in that first half. For Snow Canyon, they had 10 turnovers in the first quarter, and that was part of the reason why Dixie was able to jump out to that early lead, and then added 5 more turnovers in that second quarter. So 15 turnovers already for Snow Canyon, and that's a little bit of a challenge to try to deal with right now for the Warriors. They cut down on that in the second half. Last night in the girls' action, Snow Canyon came up with a big win over Dixie, 87-50. And Snow Canyon, who played for the state championship just 2 years ago, finishing second in the state in only their second year in existence, is in the process of putting together another outstanding team, the Snow Canyon Lady Warriors, 87-50. Chanel Rose had 25 points last night. Pineview overwhelmed Cedar City by a 60-42 margin, and Cedars and Hurricane dumped Canyon View 68-31. That was Region 9 girls basketball action last night. Here in the junior varsity game today, Dixie led by 5 at the end of the first quarter, by 17 at the end of the third quarter, and still lost to Snow Canyon. 40 points in the fourth quarter by the Warriors. Dixie has the ball to begin the second half of action. 33-22. Garasoli, Sparks back to the original starting lineup. Bundy, Monson, and Wakecamp. Bundy fakes the shot, passes to Wakecamp along the baseline. Up and under shot, no good. Rebound batted around off the hands of Dixie. It looked like Theo Beck might have touched it last, but the ruling is it's off the hands of Dixie. Wakecamp, not a bad move underneath. Went right under the basket, came back around, and banked it just a little too hard. Full court pressure by Dixie. Trap on the basketball. Hickman gets it to Lane. To the left side, it goes to John Hafen. Hafen trying to get it to Beck, instead out in front to Lane. Free throw line jump shot, soft and good. Lane with 10 points. 4 straight games with double figures. Cuts the margin to 9, 33-24. Full court pressure by Snow Canyon. Double team on Wegkamp to Sparks. Back to Wegkamp. Wegkamp at the point goes to the left side to Garasoli. Into the corner to Sparks. Underneath it goes to Monson. One bounce dribble. Hooks it up with the left hand and drills it. Adam Monson getting a couple of good moves underneath. Has 4 points on the night. 35-24, Dixie by 11. Full court pressure broken fairly easily by Snow Canyon, but then the ball is stolen by Bundy, thrown away, stolen back by Hafen. So quick turnovers, one on each. Pass underneath from Hickman goes to Beck, who lays it up and in. Good pass by Hickman to Beck. Pass the other way, and the shot is missed by Dixie. Coming back is Matt Hickman. Hickman double team, leaves it out in front for Swenson. Swenson is going to be fouled, let's see, by Wakecamp or Monson. If it's Monson, that's number 3. And it is on Monson, number 3 on Adam Monson, first team foul this second half. 35-26, 9-point lead by Dixie. Snow Canyon has it at their own baseline. Monson still in the lineup. Lane, way out in front, it comes to Hickman. Hickman drives right down the lane, running right-hander, up and good. Hickman has the lane, gets the layup with the right hand. 35-28, back to a 7-point lead. Bundy dishes off to Garasoli, 3-point attempt, good! Garasoli saw where his feet came down, stepped back with the 1 foot, and still established the pivot foot and drilled the 3, 38-28. Garasoli with 11 points, first time in 3 games he's been in double figures, as Garasoli's been able to break away a little bit tonight. John Hafen at the angle, out in front, on the right side, it goes to Hickman, makes the move, cut off by Sparks.
Hickman, bounce pass down low to Beck as he goes up, loses the ball off the knee of Beck. As Monson, a good defensive play, turnover by Snow Canyon. Beck started up, had the ball go out of his hands, right down Monson's leg and off of Beck's foot, out of bounds. Still in backcourt, Dixie on the trap. Wegkamp gets it to Sparks. Double team, pass goes to Garasoli. Cross-court pass to Bundy. He'll rise from three and hit it. Cody Bundy. Dixie on the perimeter, back-to-back threes, and it's a 41-28 lead for the Flyers. Dixie playing more in control tonight. Really seems to have the offense going much more in gear after their frustration against Cedar City. They came back and got the win. Pass through the baseline goes to Ben Lane. Makes the move against the Sparks. Sparks didn't get there. Blocking foul on Andre Sparks. That is number two on Sparks. Second team foul. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Sparks never quite had the feet set. Snow Canyon ready to inbound. Lane looking for Beck if he can get it. Cannot. Pass goes to the right corner to Hafen. Double team. Hafen brings it way out in front to Matt Hickman. Hickman to the left side to Lane. Into the corner to Hafen. Back to Lane. Lane makes the lob pass underneath to Swenson. Gets away. Lobs it up. No good. Foul will belong to Dixie. If it's on Monson, that is number four. Nope, that is just on Wegkamp. That is number two on Wegkamp.